This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to review what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Welcome to the Talk Radio Review. Excuse me, as my frog is starring with me today, and also Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL on loan. What does Limbaugh say? On loan from God or something? His brain
talent
on
loan from God.
Talent on loan from God. Yes. That's what it is. Okay.
Always an honor.
Jensen's not here. He's not representing God or anybody else. He's representing himself. That's it. That's enough. And Richard Fadden is here from Radio America. The stories, and I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, the stories this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine. The Super Bowl and all that stuff, the trade deadline, the things in sports talk radio, of all of them, at least the one that I get most enthused about is the fact that the pitchers and catchers are reporting next week, and then 10 days after that, the players and the games start at the end of the month. So, hooray. And we are, by the way, as of this weekend, 40 days from the first day of spring. What a bunch of wimps we've become.
And we shouldn't blow through this without talking about Frank Robinson, who passed away this week.
Yeah, passed away at the age of 83. Why was he in hospice, Richie? Did he have no
bone
money
cancer
at the end? What was?
So I guess it was just for care.
That is a painful cancer.
But I mean, he was really a man. You talk about. I oftentimes as a kid, and then more of an adult, Jackie Robinson, and people always used to wonder whether they were related. They weren't, but they broke the barrier. Jackie for players and Frank Robinson for coaching. He was the first black coach, and I think he coached for three different teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And he was a very even tempered guy, and everybody just liked him. He was very, very soft spoken. Anyway, so he'll be missed. And 83, frankly, is quite young, I think, in this era to be dying. So, yeah, you were right, Richie. You would be remiss without mentioning him. At number 9 on the countdown this week, relations with China. Is there anything new there? I see some of this stuff, and I don't guess there's a little bit of trade news this week. And whether it benefits, my main concern is the American family farmer and how he and she continue to get screwed by the government. The State of the Union address this week, not a word about the American family farmer.
He talked about the farm bill.
Yeah, the farm bill, but he didn't talk much. There's nothing in there I like to look at the president as a cheerleader and somebody who really can get people rallied around what is the essence of America. I'd like to think that was the case no matter who the president was, Richie. And Trump doesn't do it for the farm, even though he needed the farmers were the reason he won. And certainly there's no Democrat that understands. We just don't get where the it's very frustrating as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, to look at the landscape and see how many people are just so totally clueless.
Explain that. How are the farmers the reason he won when most of farming in this country is corporate farming? And it's done machines, and the family farm has gone away. So the amount of people who actually run a farm in this country are what?
2% of the population.
2%?
2% of the population makes their living on the farm. It's a little less than that, actually, but for round numbers, it's 2%. And those people were almost completely, especially in the states where he needed to have the electoral vote, he needed to have the count, low-population states where there is lots of agriculture, Midwestern states. Mid-South states, right, they were with him. And those of us are, I don't even want to be involved in government programs, but they've got so inveigled themselves in the lives because that you can't do anything. It's the government this, it's the government that. Got to have somebody come and inspect, you got to do this, blah, 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 blah. And so the farmer can't get away from it. So there are all these programs they use to try to, I suppose, like with any welfare program, they're buying votes. And it's become very convoluted. The whole farming situation in this country has been so compromised. And anyway, I got off on that, and I probably should stick to the numbers here.
No, actually,
but
it's very
I talked
important.
About it because
when you have American
China.
Exports down 37%, that's very, very important. It's a $360 billion business there, Doug. So there are people listening right now who may not be directly involved in farming, but they are certainly affected. These tariffs, again, exports are down 37%. Who knew that we would actually lose billions of dollars in pistachio exports? But that's happened as well. What you're talking about actually is significantly important.
Yeah, but you see, thank you, Rick, for pointing that out. The average American is so far removed from the source of food, from the supply. More and more people are getting sort of back into it. The locavore movement has impacted local farming produce, especially in a very positive way, and it's helped bring around the resurgence in some places. I was talking to a farmer who's in his 30s, didn't come from the farm, but decided he wanted to be on a farm, found a niche, bought 20 acres of land, and has made a success of it. But it's not an easy road to hoe, pardon the pun. And the old-timers don't want to embrace technology, which is where a lot of, you know, like it or not, that's where a lot of the business is, in technology. The new tractors, I wouldn't buy a new tractor to save my soul. When they stop running because there's something wrong with a computer in the tractor, you can't fix it yourself. You got to call a guy who comes to your place for $90 an hour to fix it. Farmers can't afford it. They can't.
But old tractors you can fix, like old cars.
Exactly. I got tractors. I have 13 tractors on my farm, and the newest one is a 1987. Most of them are in the late 60s, 70s, early 80s, and you can fix anything. You get a hammer, get a welder.
Don't need a computer programmer.
Don't need a computer programmer. Nope, none of those stuff.
What you need, Doug, is some horses to start pulling things.
Well, we have those things arrive on the farm as well. Matter of fact, this past summer, we had a couple of teams of horses that come from a sanctuary out in western Massachusetts. These big draft horses that are fabulous. People love them. And yeah, that's where farming began. In the days when, you go back 200 years before they even had steam power, horses were everything. They create without the horse, you would have no agriculture because they had some oxen, but the horses really did, the draft horses really did most of the work. All right,
Doug, you're going to have to change your theme song to Weird Al Yankovic's Amish Paradise.
That's okay. I'll work on that, Rick. Victoria, Rick, and Rich here. I'm Doug Steffen with the fix for your back. Those of you who say, my aching back when you get up in the morning, no more will you have that problem when you use the ultimate lower back relief formula from Purity Products. This is a fabulous product that works. I have problem with my lower back. I have the L3, L4, L5 disc that have been gonzo since I was a teenager. And so I thought, I'll impress everybody by what I could lift. Well, I was the strongest kid around, but in doing so, lifting things the wrong way, I wrecked three or four of the discs in my lower back, and the muscles that support them are what the problem is today. So a lot of times when you get a spasm or back ache, as people call it, It's the muscles reacting to things being out of line. So if you want to relax the muscles, that's really what this does. The lower back relief formula from Purity Products relieves the stress and the strain on your muscles. Maybe you don't care how it works. You just want to know it works. Okay, so I'll tell you how to get it. Call 800-291-4180. 800-291-4180. No matter where you are, whether it's today, tomorrow, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, somebody's going to answer that phone. Use the DJV code, and you'll get a free bottle of Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Free bottle. You'll be asked to pay the shipping. No big deal. Couple of bucks, and it's on its way. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is just that. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula from Purity Products. 800-291-4180. Please help yourself to a satisfying life. Walking is smoother. You'll just enjoy things so much better if your back is not a distraction. 800-291-4180 for your free bottle. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV, at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Addis. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, back to the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Rick, Rich and Doug. Number eight, Venezuela. Oh, we add to that. I think number seven, the problems the Democrats are having in Virginia, or Democrats in general, trying to figure out what to do with this guy. What's the solution? All three of you are close to the nation's capital. You actually live in Virginia, Richie.
Yep.
What's the hoopla? Or what is the story behind the story at this moment?
I think the Black Caucus and the Virginia Democratic Party are hitting it right. Governor Northam should just step down. That attempt at an apology and an explanation was a debacle, and you cannot recover from that. But he's going to hang in there because the line of succession behind him is such a mess that he may be able to walk out of this. But I think the lieutenant governor should have his day in court. The accuser should be heard. They should look into it, and they should deem whether he is guilty or not, and then make the decision on it. He should not be deemed guilty before all the facts are heard. And I think that general attorney for the state, the guy dressed up as one of his favorite rappers for Halloween. And that, to me, different than the Northam picture, where it's kind of like the old 20s, quote-unquote, Sambo blackface.
Right.
That, almost to me, is really offensive. But dressing up as one of your musicians that you like, or even the Michael Jackson thing, I mean, if somebody wore a Barack Obama plastic Halloween mask, where's the difference between that and dressing up as your favorite rapper for Halloween using makeup?
Or even putting blackface on.
Well,
you can argue that.
I think,
so remember, that's what got Megyn Kelly fired, was asking why blackface
right.
is racist. And, well, that and the bad ratings, too. Well, what about Joy Behar? I mean, at 29, she was in blackface at Halloween. She was on ABC. They're making a joke out of it. And yet, as a white guy, I have asked friends of mine, they said, you know what, no matter how you do it, even if it's Curtis Blow, whatever,
right.
it's demeaning. And that's my friends. They're saying
it's
demeaning.
Just stay away from it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you can't win.
Time to go.
But it wasn't, not that I have any love for the Democratic governor of Virginia, but when he did that, it wasn't the same politically as it is today. All right, 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and that story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Thorpe. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are moving along on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits according to work done by Talkers Magazine. You can find this list of stories and people each week enumerated at talkers.com. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is at the studios of Radio America. The plot thickens here as the week ends. There's a whole lot of hoopla around Jeff Bezos and what he's doing to outsmart, outplay, outmaneuver the National Enquirer, which is dirt, trash, yuck, garbage. The people. I remember working.
Talking about that's
in
an
Palm
investigative
Beach.
Journalism.
Oh yeah, okay.
Juggernaut.
Oh yeah.
I remember.
He's cooperating with Mullen now. Yeah.
When I was doing mornings in Palm Beach eons ago, I became very friendly with a woman who was their chief reporter, National Enquirer's headquarters in Palm Beach. She used to come on my program every week to lay the groundwork for whatever it was that they were covering. She was a legitimate, and most of the people who were there were legitimate reporters. She was lured from the Palm Beach Post over there. They paid her almost twice as much as she was making as a reporter at the Post. They wanted people who knew how to write and knew how to investigate, and she and her husband both worked at the paper. And so the things that would come up every once in a while, she didn't do the lurid stuff. But, I mean, the stuff they're doing now is Larry Flint-esque. And to take Bezos apart the way they seem to want to, maybe because of the connection to Trump, who knows if that's the motivation for it. But it looks like Bezos, Victoria, is going to outsmart them by just publishing everything they were going to publish before they publish it. I don't know whether I'd do that or not. But
Well, what happened was after this first story came out, Bezos launched an investigation into how the texts were leaked to the Inquirer, right?
Meantime, for those of you who don't remember, there were naked pictures of Bezos that supposedly he posted or sent to his girlfriend.
To his girlfriend, Lauren
Sanchez.
Reporter.
Yeah, right.
And so meantime,
so somehow they got published. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So meantime, the Inquirer has admitted to paying hush money to the woman who said she had an affair with Trump in order to keep the story quiet before the election. Also, the Inquirer is refinancing its debt. So AMI wanted to end Bezos's inquiry into how they got the text, according to Bezos in this blog post, and tried to do so by threatening to publish more photos. Now, Bezos published these emails from the Inquirer, and AMI, which owns the Inquirer, warned Bezos and his lawyers that the Inquirer was about to publish photos of Bezos and Sanchez, including a, quote, below-the-belt selfie, otherwise colloquially known as a D-something pic. And the Inquirer would agree to not publish the photos, according to an email from AMI's lawyer, if Bezos backtracked publicly and said there was no reason to believe the Inquirer's coverage of Bezos and Sanchez was politically motivated. And Bezos is saying, that's blackmail, and hey, here are all the emails, everybody.
So what's a D blank? I don't do
it. No. It just seems to me that when Jeff Bezos says the National Enquirer is guilty of extortion and blackmail, he just read their mission statement.
But they claim to be a legitimate news outlet. But they are basically you can't call it blackmail, but it's basically blackmail behind the scenes. In other words, we will not publish this story if it is a four-letter word, Doug, that rhymes with pick.
Anyway, these guys at the Inquirer are like flies. He could swat them away. And so I think it's bad judgment, frankly, all the way around in this thing. 28 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with all the ladies and gentlemen of the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Calitrin. This certainly worked for me. After the first bottle, I was sleeping better. After the second bottle, I noticed my clothes fitting better. After my third bottle, I started losing pounds seriously. I'm currently on my fourth bottle, still losing pounds. This is something that you have to dedicate yourself to, trust that it will work, and keep going. It's not just a 1 month and out thing, right?
That's right. It's not a magic pill. You know, we say it is not a quick fix fad product. You are not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But with this product, you're going to see these results come off the right way, the healthy way, by giving your body back what it needs.
So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV, the DJV program. Happy to promote this product. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, you get the four. Fourth one free. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely committed healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. From the bakery and deli, vitamins and supplements, organic groceries, and organic produce. All of the best possible products at the lowest possible price. At Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, vintagereading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The week of February 4th to the 8th is our focus on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, overviewing some of the stories, the ones that are juicier, ones that we have some new input on, frankly, where there may be a shift in the wind. The work is done by folks at Talkers who listen to all the Talk Radio shows around the country, the national ones, the local ones, the stations themselves. So there's a lot of work that goes into putting these lists together, compiled every single week of the year. And we're kind of playing around with the bottom end of the list. I thought it was interesting. Number six this week, more focused on those who would be king or those who would run. Elizabeth Warren apologized for being Pocahontas. Let's see, who else do we have in here? The woman from California, whose name I can never remember, used to be the attorney general here, now is the senator.
Kamala Harris, another woman you disparage.
People will try to accuse me of being a sexist because
let me make you feel better, Victoria. Doug, how about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is good in retirement. I think he's All right, for, you know, but I don't know what Rick thinks about it, because he's a Delawarean, and Rick's a Delawarean,
here in,
so.
Here in Delaware, 48% of registered voters are Democrats. I'm obviously in the majority, and if Joe Biden's corpse was running, he would get 90% of the vote in Delaware.
There you go.
Okay.
They love the guy.
I'm not sure how he would do nationally. Though, under the circumstances, I guess it depends on
everybody's
who else is
saying
in the pack.
He's the only thing that can beat Trump right now.
Well, but can he? Trump will emasculate him with his foolishness, making fun of him and his age, and he can't remember anything, and
his
falls
age,
down. I mean,
Trump on age, really?
Well, I'm just telling you what he'll do.
I know what he'll do. No, he'll make fun of him on his gaffes, which is fascinating from a man who, you know, is a serial misleader, but who is not held to account for it. But Biden makes gaffes. I think there are people who can beat Trump. I think the difficulty that the Democrats I think somebody like Julian Castro is very interesting. I think Hickenlooper is interesting. But the challenge for the Democrats is, of course, it's like in the horror movies, the calls coming from inside the house. It's the Democrats themselves.
Yes.
That's their problem, and Trump is longing to run on the Green New Deal. You know, he intends to run on socialism, which is not what the Democrats are. He intends to run on, you know, they're aborting live babies. They're aborting babies age two.
Well, say what you want about the Republican Party, but the Democrat Party is eating themselves from the inside. They really are.
That's what Republican, I just said.
They've done that. They've been eating their young for years.
You've got Elizabeth Warren and AOC all the way over to Schultz running as an independent. I mean, there's a wide breadth of candidates there, and they're not going to be able to, whoever they pick, the other half of the Democratic Party will not like them.
Unless Nancy Pelosi gets a whip and starts whipping them into line, they are in trouble, in
you
my
know,
view.
She's not capable of doing that.
Thank you for bringing up Nancy Pelosi, Victoria. I wanted to ask you, there's a meme going around with all of the Democratic congresswomen in their white dresses.
Oh, yeah.
And Rick knows the meme that's going around.
Yeah.
And it basically says that they, you know, independent women in Congress, they were told when to stand, when to clap, when to sit, when to, and it was really interesting. I mean, obviously the meme takes a shot at them all. You know, they were told what to wear. They were told when to stand and clap. And you could see Pelosi, like, telling them, sit down, no.
Sort of orchestrating it.
Stand up, yes.
Orchestrating it.
Like an orchestra leader.
And
I
just wonder what you think about that.
I don't, well, first of all, they weren't told to wear white. They wished to wear white.
Okay. Well, they got together and decided to wear white, whether they were.
Yeah, they got together and decided to wear white, so it wasn't a uniform.
What about the whole, you know, when she basically hushed them and you could see her, she could not help herself. She would tell them if they started to clap, no. You could see her hand motioning to them.
You know, that they have free will and they can do what they like.
not according to her.
Of course they can. They can do exactly what they like, and they did stand. They stood for Trump, and they, you know, they stood when he talked about women gaining jobs, and they did that. And so, you know, they can do what they like. So I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, in the Republican Party, you've got a one-man party. So if in the Democratic Party you've got a woman who is exercising some control over her own caucus, I don't see why you would have a problem with that.
I don't think
right,
Trump has
move.
Control over anything. But.
I don't think he does either,
he
except
thinks he
himself,
does.
Maybe
yeah,
not even then.
Does, yeah.
Let's move ahead, as long as we're talking in this vein. Number one issue this week, number one story is the President's State of the Union. For me, the most compelling moment was when he introduced the family of the fellow who'd been killed by the illegal immigrant. I think that taps into what the American public thinks, knows, feels about this issue, whether we can get around it with all of the foolishness, the nonsense of the wall, that discussion, and now these caravans of people coming all across Mexico, one another group coming up, all of that stuff aside, I think that there's a crystallization around an image like that that gets. I've been talking about it in this vein for years and years and years on the radio because I think, excuse me, it really is a very serious problem. And yet other people who are in support of allowing all these people to come here, if they have a place, if there's a job, if there's a reason, and we need people who have their skills, absolutely they need to come in to our country. And more often than not, although we're not getting the lesson out of it, they teach our children a lesson. Many of the Asians and some of the people, the Indians, people coming from other parts of the world who really have skills that American children are not learning en masse. We have really a dangerous situation here in our country, and Trump doesn't speak to it. I don't think anybody really is speaking to it. They're so involved in their own egos that they're letting this thing, the whole business about what people are doing with their time and what's happening to their brains and their bodies. I don't know why people don't see this. We have a whole generation of people who are wimps. They have no muscle tone. They have no strength in their brain. Everything is relegated to the device. Their thinking, their actions, what they do, what they know. And I see, you know, I've talked about it, you know, all these people love these zombie shows on TV. There's a reason for that, because we've created a whole generation of, maybe a whole country, a world of zombies.
So, well, Doug, we can have an intelligent, meaningful conversation about immigration and what it means to this country, but Congress can't do that. I mean, you talked about the State of the Union. Trump was conciliatory. Nobody took it seriously. And there's Nancy Pelosi and Victoria Honest. She was controlling those who want to be on committees and have positions of some authority or power or meaningful participation in Congress. And she's the one that was making faces, rolling her eyes and playing with the papers, origami, hand puppets, whatever she was doing. I think that shows the fact that they're not going to have a serious conversation about this like you're trying to have, Doug.
Well, may I respond? Yeah,
may
go ahead.
I respond? Well, I think that's what you get when you have divided government. This is not the first time we've seen that. There were no hand puppets. There was no origami. She did move her papers around. Of course she did. I'm not a spokesperson for Nancy Pelosi at all. But, yes, of course you saw that. We would have expected to see that. Of course we would have expected to see that. It wasn't an entirely conciliatory speech. It was two speeches in one. It was partially conciliatory. And by the way, President Trump did not, as his aides wished, congratulate Nancy Pelosi on ascending to the speakership. That's what his aides wanted him to do. He refused to do that. It was partly conciliatory, and it was partly launching a 2020 campaign based on socialism, fear, and late-term abortion. And that was very smart because he had a very large audience. I think it was a smart political move on the president's part.
Well, Victoria, I got to disagree.
I got to do a couple of little things here. This will go on until tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And it really bespeaks to, I am going to say one thing here. I respect both of you. Richie and I have been through these conversations ad nauseum for years and years and years. As people who are sitting sort of not on the sidelines, because I've never been on the sidelines, don't want to be on the sidelines, but I will tell you, as I listen to some of my friends and my brethren, and I consider both of you to be my friends, you are part of the problem in my estimation.
Boom!
Because there's an inflexibility on the part of people who have Victoria can be somewhat flexible. Over the years, I've known her for a long time, she's become more flexible ideologically, and she may resist that, but that's how I view it. Rick,
no, I know am you, flexible ideologically.
I enjoy talking to Victoria. She's intelligent, and she is open-minded.
Right. But she still has a tendency to color things, because that's the way the radio wants us. The radio world today wants us to color things. So Jensen is perfect for that,
Jensen,
because he he comes across as a partisan, as somebody. My point of view is the only point of view. The other guys I can do no wrong, and I don't mean you personally, but the guys who are on the radio and the women on the radio who are always right and other people are always wrong. It just isn't that way. None of us are always right and none of us are always wrong. And the fact that we keep hammering away at this, our job is to get ratings so they can sell advertising.
Our job is to keep an audience.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Keep that audience. You have to zone in on a specific group, and you have to cater and speak to that group. Mm-hmm. And that's
so
what
I'll have a strong opinion, but I do try to do it. I do try to do it in the form of a question, Doug. I do invite.
I have great respect for you; otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But
well, thank you, and you too. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I would be here whether you were here or not.
All right. And you have been. Yes.
Yeah.
I think the time that Nancy Pelosi. And it could have just been the way that the photograph was captured, because you can catch me in photographs with my eyes closed, and if they published them, they'd say, "Well, that woman needs to be put away." Was the walrus clap, and photograph, she appears to be unbelievably condescending to Trump. Now,
is she unbelievably condescending?
No, you watch the video, and she's condescending in the video.
Exactly,
too.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that was a big mistake for her. Will it last?
It was funny.
I don't know. But it was very funny. But
she's
it was completely silly. It was silly. Yeah. It was silly.
She's, all right. 46 past the hour. Let's wake everybody up to put them to sleep. If you are not having a good night's sleep, not getting the rest you need, MyPillow presents their pillows. But MyPillow also presents these Giza sheets, the best sheets you'll ever
have. Oh, I want those things.
You want to dream. Aren't they great, Richie?
Oh, my God. I don't have any yet. I got to get some.
Yeah, the content, the stitching, all of that stuff. There's nothing better than getting into a comfortable bed. MyPillow mattress, MyPillow mattress cover, MyPillow sheets, these Giza sheets. They are so fabulous. There's nothing better than getting into clean sheets. We all know that. These are better than better. These are the best. So you get them at half price along with all the pillows, all the things that you can find in the catalog. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you save 50%, in some cases 55%. Just have to see. And all the pillows, there are things for your dog. There's just such a wide array. And the folks there will give you credit. If you're buying over $200, they'll finance it for you. All of that at MyPillow.com. So many reasons to go there. Clean up the pillows, get the better pillows, wash them, dry them. It is the best way to get a good night's sleep. And it's all at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV for the best prices.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. In the ongoing struggle of equality, it's maybe the one area where women would be just fine with men leading the way.
Before menopause, women are not as high risk for heart disease as men are, but after menopause, we're in the same boat with the men. So our risk for developing heart disease really increases after that menopausal transition.
What's behind that increase? Women's health specialist Dr. Stephanie Fabian says at least a couple of things come into play.
And that probably does have quite a bit to do with losing estrogen, which seems to have a protective effect on our vessels, but it's also a function of aging in general.
Dr. Fabian says women living 40 to 50% of their lives after menopause is a relatively new phenomenon.
We had a life expectancy of 50 years in 1900, so women didn't live past menopause in the last century. We just don't want to live longer. We want to live healthier and live better.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the stories this week, the week of February the 4th to the 8th. Top 10 stories, according to the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, brings us around to number 10, which is pretty much always a focus on what's on sports talk radio. The Super Bowl, certainly people talking about that. The trades on the basketball court or in the offices of the basketball teams. And the beginning of the baseball season. U.S.-China relations, number 9. The unrest in Venezuela continues. That's number 8. Jeff Bezos and his foolishness, number 7. The trouble with the Democrats in Virginia, number 6. Number 5, the hopefuls that will be president. Number 4, the Green New Deal. The third item is the border wall. The second item is the investigation. There are all these damn investigations. They continue. And number 1 was the president's State of the Union address. That's it, the top 5 plus 5, or the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California 96003.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Redding Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations who we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Redding Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower our elite dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Jari Akinan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the top 5 technology stories of the week, as determined by Victoria's research. Number 5 is a focus on Hulu competing, in a manner of speaking, with Netflix, it would seem, Victoria.
Yep, it was great news this week for people who have Hulu or people who maybe have been thinking about signing up for it. They've actually dropped their price from $7.99, which is the current price for the basic plan. Now it will be $5.99 starting February 26th. Now, this is for their this was only previously offered on a promotional basis, but now they're making this the regular price for the plan. The $11.99 per month no commercials plan on Hulu will actually stay at that same price. There's also a $12.99 Hulu and Spotify combo subscription, and that will also stay at that price. But if you want to get in on the entry level, You will have to sit through a few ads, but it's nothing that people seem to really be complaining about that much. So for $5.99 on Hulu, I think that's a great deal. Netflix earlier this week announced that their prices were all going up. Now, Netflix doesn't have any commercials, so that's kind of how they justify raising their prices, because they don't make anyone sit through any ads. But if you want to save some money and see some good content, Hulu's the way to go.
All right. Next up at number four, speaking of competitors, Google is trying to compete with Waze. I don't know if they will, but this is their attempt at doing that, right?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of users of Google Maps, when they're on long road trips, they've complained that the app doesn't show any speed limits of the roads that they're on. This is something that Waze has been doing for a while already, and there are some other...
But just use Waze. Why bother with Google? Just use Waze.
Well, a lot of people don't like the interface of Waze, which it looks kind of like a cartoonish video game in a way. I didn't really like it at first. Now I really love it.
I like it a lot, yeah.
A lot of people just like the convenience of Google Maps. So now at least you'll be able to get a few extra things, like you'll know where the speed cameras are, what the speed limit is of the road that you're on. And so there are a little bit of updates there just to keep people, if you already use Google Maps, it got better.
All right. Number three on our way to number one this week, the countdown of the hot items from the world of technology, a focus on Verizon. Oh, aren't they wonderful? No, not, but
no,
explain
they're
the story,
not. This is a similar story to the Google Maps. Their Verizon is way behind the other competitors like T-Mobile and AT&T, and so now they have jumped on the bandwagon. They will start offering free spam and robocall protection to all of their subscribers starting in March. So typically, if you have Verizon Cellular right now, you've had to pay an extra $3 a month for spam blocking and robocall filtering, so now that will be included in your regular monthly bill. This will apply to all Android phones and iPhones. All the phones that are supported by Verizon. And, again, it just brings them up to speed with what T-Mobile and AT&T have been doing this service for free for a long time. So it's preventing robocalls is on the top of everyone's brain. Everyone is trying to come up with more ways to filter out these spammy calls that look like it is sort of your number, but it makes people more likely to answer it when it looks like their own number. So there's no way really to get around that, but... That's the latest from Verizon, trying to save face, basically.
Number two, speaking of face, Facebook is positioning itself here.
Facebook has a new petitions feature called Community Actions. And so instead of going to change.org, you can actually stay on Facebook and start a petition that way. There are all kinds of petition pages that they already have going. There's a moratorium on new drilling page, and people in Philadelphia are wanting a better pedestrian safeguards. All these local community things. Facebook has said that they want everyone to be able to use their own network of friends in order to get more signatures for their petitions. One thing you cannot do, though, is tag President Trump or Vice President Mike Pence. They are totally exempt from this. You cannot include them in any way.
Gee, I wonder why. Number one, wow, look out, all these people affected by this breach, Victoria.
This is being called a mega breach. This is 770 million people. This is bigger than Equifax. It's bigger than any breach that I think anyone
bigger
ever
than
really
bigger
know
than
of.
Big.
Yeah, this is over 770 million unique email addresses and 21 million unique passwords. They were all posted to a hacking forum. And so the number one thing you can do, I say this all the time, but please listen, do not use the same password for every website. This is what happens when these breaches come about. All of your stuff then gets compromised.
All right, so there's the story, or the stories. Top five tech items this week, courtesy of Victoria. The Dougster, all together here, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese.
Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
Has wide bipartisan voices calling for him to resign. On CBS This Morning, the Democratic governor believes he's a leader and the right person to get his state through a troubled time.
Right now, Virginia needs someone that can heal. There's no better person to do that than a doctor. Virginia also needs someone who is strong, who has empathy, who has courage, and who has a moral compass. And that's why I'm not going anywhere.
Northam is a pediatric doctor by trade. His political turmoil comes as the two top Democrats in the state face their own potentially career-ending scandals with allegations of sexual assault against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. That would be Northam's successor if the governor were to resign, and Attorney General Mark Herring, who acknowledged he wore blackface at a party in 1980. Herring would become governor if both Northam and Fairfax stepped down. President Trump heading to El Paso, Texas tomorrow, where he'll hold a rally in the city to show why he's demanding more than 100 miles of new walls costing nearly $6 billion along the 1,900-mile border. News and analysis at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
South Korea and the United States have agreed to a new cost-sharing deal that will see Seoul increase the amount of money it contributes toward paying for the U.S. military presence on its soil. U.S. negotiator Timothy Betts says South Korea is upping its payment from $830 million last year to $924 million in 2019.
The United States government realizes that Korea does a lot for our alliance and for peace and stability in this region. And the SMA is only a small part of that, but it's an important part.
SMA refers to Special Measures Agreement. Some 28,500 U.S. soldiers are stationed in the country as a deterrent to North Korea, and last year's payment covered roughly 40% of the cost of their deployment to that area of the world. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A border collie won the Westminster Kennel Club's agility contest yesterday as the build-up to the grand finale this week continues.
Verb tore through the obstacle course like it was a walk in the dog park and then leapt into owner Patty DeWitt's arms.
He is the epitome of a good partner.
An Australian cattle dog mix called Plop got a special award for the top mixed breed. Owner Lisa Topol says not bad for a multiple return shelter dog.
I think people, they don't give him the credit that they deserve, and he is a champion.
330 dogs competed in the agility contest. As for best in show, that winner will be crowned Tuesday. Julie Walker, New York.
From the history pages, on this date in 1841, Upper and Lower Canada were proclaimed united under the Act of Union passed by the British Parliament. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Always drive safely.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for us to do what we do every week at this time. So pleased to be here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the review of the top 10, the stories, the top 10 people. I'm wondering if we come up with another top 10. How about the best-looking talk host? Do you want to have a list of the top 10 best-looking talk hosts on Talkers Magazine? You want to try
best
that?
Best-looking. That would be interesting.
The best-looking. Or yeah,
That would go over big.
Yeah, the best sound.
I don't know if there are 10.
The best voice. But good-looking one?
maybe we could find four.
When you have the Talkers Convention scheduled for early June in New York again this year, bringing together people from the industry all over the country, hundreds of people come. I think we should have a beauty contest, frankly. I think we should have, we might want to put down a walkway. You know how they do at the beauty pageants?
Maybe we should. How about a walkway like they do at the State of the Union? And I'll come out and I'll go, Madam Speaker, the most beautiful talk show host on earth, Doug Steffen. And you'll come down and shake hands with everybody and then read a speech.
Here he comes, Mr.
Right.
America.
Well, I think it's time to get into the survey. Yes, it is. Unless you're lobbying for a new career as a beauty queen, I'm not quite sure where we're going with
that. I've never been
that.
A queen in my life. I've never gone down that street. And as far as beauty is concerned, I've been told I was beautiful by some people. I think you're a beautiful person. We're beautiful.
Well, your mother was a very nice lady.
All right, let's get to the story.
Okay, number 10, Super Bowl 53, and it's tied with the National Basketball Association trade deadline. So we had some sports.
Now, I want you to admit, you're looking at the Roman numeral because that's what appears on the sheet, and you had to think about it for a second.
No, I know it's 53. I was thinking about whether I wanted to be cute and say L-I-I-I. Yeah, and I edited it out. I said, nah, okay. just say, okay. But that's what the hesitation was. I actually pride myself on being able to read Roman numerals because they were on the clock in my grade
our
school.
Our age can do that. Our age, we can do that.
At number 9, Venezuela unrest and U.S.-China relations. At number 8, the Bezos-Pecker accusation.
You didn't just say that.
I just said it. The Bezos-Pecker accusation.
Somebody said to me, I was earlier talking about the D story, and everybody yelled and screamed, no, you can't use that word. And I didn't know what the word was until I started laughing about it and referencing it, his D shot, if you will. All right.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
You do.
At number 7, the Virginia Democrats' troubles. At number 6, the 2020 presidential hopefuls, as that brews, that stew is brewing. And the Elizabeth Warren Native American issue, another wrinkle in that story. The Green New Deal at number 5. The border wall battle at number 4. The House Intel investigation at number 3. Number 2, the good old Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, the aforementioned State of the Union address. That was the top topic of conversation. Among the people being talked about at number 10, we have Bill Belichick and Sean McVay, the coaches of the Super Bowl teams. But there were a number of other players that were obviously talked about. At number 9, we have Nicolas Maduro. At number 8, Jeff Bezos and David Pecker. At number 7, Ralph. At number 7, Ralph Northam, Justin Fairfax, and Mark Herring. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren. At number 5, your favorite, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Ed Markey. Number 4, Michael Cohen. Number 3, Adam Schiff. Number 2, Robert Mueller. Number 1, Donald Trump, the President of the United States.
Do you remember? We knew this fellow. He used to come to our conventions. Peter Richard Johnson. Do you remember him, the lawyer?
Peter Johnson, the lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
His name is Richard.
Oh, okay. I never knew that. I just knew it was Peter Johnson. His father is Peter Johnson too.
Yes, he was. Yep, right, exactly.
Matter of fact, I once had lunch in New York with 3 Peter Johnsons in one day. I had breakfast.
Really?
I had breakfast with Peter Johnson and his father, and then I had lunch with he was a writer. I've lost touch with him for USA Today, named Peter Johnson. And I sat there. I said, "Geez, you're the 3rd Peter Johnson I've dined with today. How's that for a coincidence?"
Right. Well, you're not getting because you didn't get the Dick thing of the D thing. Peter Richard Johnson makes those all 3 of those names make reference to.
Oh gosh, I hadn't even thought about that. My mind doesn't go in those directions.
No, mine didn't either until somebody. I think Rich McFadden pointed it out to me a number of years ago. So
yeah, anyway. The reason that I mentioned the Jeff Bezos David Pecker thing with a little humor is I find the name Bezos to be kind of funny.
I think the name Pecker is funny. So you put them together.
Well, I guess so.
What do you have? All right, so we've had our boyhood fun.
We've had our senile fun.
Yes, we have. So in terms of the list of people, let's spend a minute talking about Belichick and Sean McVay, who said that he was outcoached. And that would stand to reason. He has nothing to be ashamed of. I thought that they presented themselves pretty well. I'm no football expert. I watched a little of the game. But I thought the fact that he said he was outcoached, he's a younger coach and still has a lot to learn. The fact that he got the team as far as he did this year, I thought was a great accomplishment. He should be proud of himself. And the people in Los Angeles, people he works for, should be proud of him.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to – how do you outdo somebody like Belichick?
Well, you can outdo him if the ball bounces the right way. I mean, so much of football is the way the ball bounces. So much of football, heroes and villains, you know, successes and failures is based on sometimes the narrowest of circumstances, the smallest of plays. When you have a game like that Super Bowl was a defensive masterpiece. A lot of people said it was boring, but that's a sign of the times, that if we don't have lots of scoring, it's boring. Well, no, it was a defensive masterpiece. Both teams put together defensive plans that could be best be described in football terms as genius. And Bill Belichick just did it a little bit smarter than McVay, but Sean McVay's performance as a coach in that game was stellar.
Well, that was the point. I was trying to make the point that he has nothing to ashamed of, no second guessing, none of that stuff. I mean, he's a, and the kid that was the coach of the team that they beat in the playoffs. Why do I not remember? He went into the locker room with the kid that was the coach. Brady went into the not the coach but the quarterback. For was it St. Louis? Who did the Patriots beat in order to get
The Patriots. The Patriots beat the Chiefs, and he went into Patrick Mahomes' locker room and he congratulated him. Patrick Mahomes is in fact relatively a kid, and he's a great quarterback. These are all good teams and good players. I just find it to be a sign of the times that most people found the game boring because it didn't have high scoring.
Well, and you know what? The Major League Baseball is meeting this week to try to address the boredom factor.
There.
Right, exactly. They're trying to move things along faster. Last year, didn't we have a few games that went 7 hours? Good God.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous. Yeah. But in baseball, the problem that – it's not a problem. The current trend that they're having is the fans want to see high scoring. So defense is also being underplayed in baseball. They want to, everybody is swinging for the fences as opposed to trying to get on board. Small baseball versus big baseball. It really is interesting. I don't want to go too deep into the weeds with this because we're not a sports talk show. But basically, for laymen, in general terms, the nature of sports is changing into offense as opposed to defense because people want to see scoring. And yet half of the intrigue and the talent in sports is defense. Because what good is scoring if you're playing against a bunch of guys that can't keep you from scoring?
Right. So, no defense. Right. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
It'd be like going to watch boxing and every one is a third-round knockout. That would eventually be more boring than, 12 rounds and a split decision.
Right. All right, the other thing, the good news, let me finish with the good news. The baseball catchers and pitchers report next week to the various teams, and then the teams themselves, the rest of the teams come in for the first games that start a couple of weeks from now. So they'll be on the radio by the last weekend in February. That's kind of nice, kind of cool. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a focus on your weight and how you're trying to get rid of it. I know you've been through a lot. I have. We've all put on some pounds, maybe 3, 4, maybe 30 or 40. Who knows what your problem is? I just know how to fix the problem. Fixing the problem is knowing how to use this product, Calitrin, which is the healthiest choice, there are a lot of weight loss programs, and a lot of them are good. They're effective because they'll help you lose the weight, but then you can't keep it off. You just go back. How many people have been on a diet where they've gotten on a exercise program or done whatever to lose 10, 15 pounds, and you stop the program, comes right back again? Not going to be the case with Calitrin. Calitrin is known for and has proven to be over 30 years the healthiest, leanest way to fix your body up. Weight loss, energy, all kinds of joint support, because the main ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, which is the number one protein in the body. That's what supports healthy muscle mass, stronger skeletons. It's your number one protein, collagen. But you stop making it when you're in your 30s, so you got to supplement. This is the best way to get it. Once you get it back into your body, you start to produce it again. It sort of jump starts your own production of protein and your own production of collagen, which you need in order to keep yourself together. So let's get on this program. Lose the weight. Make your body healthier. You'll be a happier kid, a happier person. 10% off when you use the DJV code. Right now, go to toploss.com to lose the weight. Toploss.com. Special 10% off deal, plus a free bottle. After you buy three, you get the fourth one free. Use the code DJV when you order Calitrin for weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Code DJV for 10% off.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of the great things about dealing with talkers and the staff there, they get so into it when it comes to understanding what's going on the stations, with the hosts, listening to the topicality. This is a big job, producing this list every week. Congratulations to Michael and his staff for the top 10 stories, top 10 people, which we continue to review in a matter of moments here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a job every week that's a pleasure. Charts for the week of February 4th to the 8th right now in discussion. And one of the most interesting, we've been back and forth playing when we mentioned Jeff Bezos at number 8 and the foolishness going on with him and the Wall Street Journal. The National Enquirer, not quite the Wall Street Journal, not quite.
and the pictures and all this stuff. Has any? This is the richest man in the world. Have we no pride? Has any? Is there just no boundary? Is there nothing that people will not do? I just. I think
who are you complaining about? Bezos or Pecker?
I'm not even sure that I'm complaining. It's just an observation.
Well, you say there's no boundary. Whose boundary was whose boundary?
Bezos is sending pictures around. He's trying to beat these guys at the National Enquirer from publishing pictures, so he's going to publish them himself, of him being naked, having sex with this woman who's his girlfriend. And so, I mean, this guy is the wealthiest man in the world. He has control of the biggest corporation in the world. And yet he's diddling around, and those are that's what people are going to remember him for, as much as anything else, at least at this point in his life.
For a while, yeah. I mean, it's...
Can you even imagine you being involved in something?
I haven't made a sex tape in 10 years. I'm telling you.
Of course you haven't, yeah.
You know.
I didn't know that.
When I turned 40, forget it.
Right. Okay.
But no. I mean, we live in a tabloid society, and yeah. The bigger you are, the more of a target you are,
so to speak.
Yeah. Well, this has got to stop. This is
definitely. But that's how silly it is. But it's so silly.
Well, it's sociologically, it's quite serious, and I would prefer. That we tend to take it down that road because what we have here is we have great questions about the credibility of the press. And, you know, one of the biggest problems with Trump is that he has undermined belief in the press with the fake news thing. And one of the other problems is the press undermines its own credibility with the kind of...
But do you consider the National Enquirer to really be...
National Enquirer, you got to remember, it's not just the National Enquirer involved in this brouhaha, it's also the Washington Post. Yeah. This is a battle between the National Enquirer and the Washington Post.
Well, Post is owned by Bezos.
Yes, so, and the Post is very critical of Trump, and the National Enquirer was, until recently, supportive of Trump. And that whole catch-and-kill thing that the Enquirer does... is fascinating, and you wonder how much of that stuff goes on. So the idea that the National Enquirer is extorting people and blackmailing them, so says Bezos, Bezos is controlling the Washington Post and all of the money that these people have and their connections to power, this is troubling indeed.
Troubling how? Let's go another sentence on that.
Has to do with the credibility of people who wield enormous power in industry and in the media.
You think the National Enquirer ever had any credibility? Do you think at one point the National Enquirer did have some sort of...
I think the National Enquirer has tremendous impact. Credibility is in the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
They
well, it does have impact. Always has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just... You just think about, is there no limit to what people will do or say or print? That's kind of, and is there, or should there be? I guess it's decorum. We think about being genteel as gentlemen.
Well, we should have free speech, but we all should also have responsibility with that. Free speech doesn't mean you can go and slander or libel people.
Nope, 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Radio Countdown Show, our weekly, I guess, introspective, maybe an outrospective, is there such a word as an outrospective, of what's happening conversationally on the best news talk radio stations around the country, research done by Talkers Magazine, which you can find, talkers.com, the list of the stories and the people, also Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the entree into the MH interview, which you also can find. We'll talk about who Michael has in his sights this week. back to the countdown, back to the discussion, back to the issues. There's a whole big movement in our business to do podcasts. And we have like a little podcast, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, of this program every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com. But I wonder, you do your podcast, and is this really the direction that we're going? And one of the reasons I'm bringing it up is because every week we see new lists of new podcasts. And I look at them, and I'm sure you look at them. And there's a new one from Pittsburgh, a neo-Nazi podcast. I mean, podcasts are for an individualized, specialized audience.
Mm.
And then I look at that, and I think, is there no, well, there's no containment because it's free speech. But, you know, then I think, who's going to listen to that? And there
neo-Nazis.
Are, sadly,
neo-Nazis will listen to it.
That's right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or people lured into it by accident, thinking that, oh, this is interesting, and then they become neo-Nazis. But but I don't, are you asking, what are you asking me? Is podcasting...
How much of a factor is podcasting going to be moving forward? For I noticed a couple of talk radio hosts this week launched a podcast. Dennis Miller has one that he's moving from one place to another. That got some attention. But Miller was somebody who had a very good audience, accomplished talk radio personality, very entertaining. He decided to stop doing it for whatever the reason, and then he just started to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And now the podcast has grown larger and larger. I guess I don't put my – I'm a times sort of – this is inside – time spent listening guy. I like to listen to the shows on the air, on the radio stations that they're on. That's just me. But we're – and you, I think, the same thing, but – We're becoming dinosaurs because people can they want to listen.
Well, don't include me in that. I'm
what,
one of the
being
biggest
dinosaurs.
Being against podcasting.
I'm not against it.
I'm one of the first champions. I'm a champion of podcasting, and I'm doing a podcast. So I'm not.
Yeah.
To me, it's not either or. It's not like time spent listening on the air kind of guy versus podcasting. No, I think they're both pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think they work hand in hand.
Getting used to. Maybe it's just getting used to having the ability to listen to things. I find all the time people saying that they'll listen to the DJV program, for example, on the way to work, and they can listen for 30, 40 minutes. And then on the way home, they can find the podcast of it to hear what we did.
You're confusing the term podcast for another term called on demand. I don't consider the podcast of this show that we're doing now or your morning DJV show to be the same as a podcast that is made to be a podcast. It's
just
like some,
for podcasting only. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. A podcast, you could have anything and call it a book. You could have anything and call it a film. But there's a difference between a theatrical production, a movie, and something that happens to be recorded on film. And it's the same thing with podcasts. You take a radio show that was meant to be in real time on radio, and then you have it available for people to listen on demand at another time. That's quite a different listening experience than listening to something that was specifically designed for on demand. That is not time sensitive. That isn't talking about what happened this morning, unless it's talking about it in a generic sense. So they're very, very different pieces of media, and a whole different set of media theory goes into making them. So that being said, we have on demand and radio shows that people miss can be heard later, which expands the opportunity for you to have more people listening. You're not just limited to the people that happen to be in the car when you're on at a certain time by appointment. So that's kind of good. But the idea that you could sit down and create a program that could last for months or years or centuries specifically to be out there for anybody in the world who wants to hear it, any single way you design it, without concern about commercials, without concern about fitting into a clock and the timing, that I think is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And that's what true podcasting is about. And the reason so many people are doing it is because it's so efficient. It's accessible. We have the technology to do it. It doesn't require a lot of money. It doesn't require a lot of equipment. And it does require, though, a lot of strategy and talent. And that's why most of them are doomed to fail, but some of them are going to be very successful.
All right, let's spend some time talking about this number five issue this week on the story, counting down to number one. Number five is the Green New Deal. I'm not sure how to quite phrase it, but Democrats have come up with an idea for the environment. So how do you think this is shaking out?
Well, it's more than the environment. It's a big, wide, comprehensive platform that the left wing of the Democratic Party and a lot of the newcomers to Congress have put together to basically, from what I understand, explain the direction they'd like to see the government and the country go when it comes to legislation. And that includes the environment, but I think it also includes social justice and economic equality, et cetera, et cetera. Some people are calling it a new form of socialism.
Right.
And then, of course, there is a debate as to what socialism means. It is going to cause a bit of a rift among the Democrats, the new Democrats and the old Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi's definitely going to have a challenge in keeping them organized and keeping them on track. She has not come out as a major proponent of the Green New Deal. She has put it into perspective from the perspective of power and the establishment in the Democratic Party that she is. So she's definitely not just rah-rah Green New Deal. It's more of a Bernie Sanders, you know, Alexandra Cortez.
Favorite. Yeah.
And Ed Markey from Massachusetts is in on
right.
it, and it's
yep.
controversial. I mean, yeah. there are some things in it that that on face value make a lot of sense, but when you start getting into government control over many things that hitherto were marketplace, it does bring up the S word, and socialism is a concept that doesn't play well with a lot of people in this country.
No. Well, it hasn't worked. Well, I guess it's worked for some and not worked for others. Under
well,
circumstances.
There's a yeah. difference between the socialism that leads to Marxism and communism and the socialism that leads to democratic socialism in places like Norway, Sweden, places like that. There's different kinds of socialism, and that's why I think that one of the things certainly the media needs to do is explain what socialism means so it doesn't just get painted with a broad brush that all socialism is akin to communism. Because that's like saying all capitalism is akin to fascism. This is one-dimensional thinking.
Do you think the news media is capable of an objective definition for socialism?
Well, that goes back to why I was concerned about the battle between the Washington Post and the National Enquirer.
Quite,
I think that
yeah.
the I think that the news media had better get ready to live up to the responsibility it has going forward to keep this country alive. And keep yeah. the democracy functioning properly, and not to mention the educational system, where there's tremendous bias and shortcomings.
Well, what do you mean? What we're being taught, what children are being taught, isn't facts. It's opinion. It's slanted. There's a lot
Very
of social
much so.
Stuff being taught by teachers, and it's right. It's really, you're right, undermining the whole educational system, the process.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter, for example, doesn't want my grandson to go to public school, even though. Well, she went to private school. My son went to private school. They didn't feel like they were restrained or that they had there was a mission to teach a certain way instead of developing one's own ability to think things through, to figure things out, to be clear. And that's not really allowed in public school these days. You know, the 50% of kids that drop out in Los Angeles, the disgraceful 50%. Of the kids that go through the L.A. Unified School programs don't graduate from high school. 50%.
That's shocking. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
That really, are you sure of that?
That's the number.
That's a scary
number. That's the number. It really is. And what an indictment of the system, because nobody allows kids to think anymore. They don't want to. You've got to be taught not what to think, but how to think.
Yeah.
I remember learning that when I was in the fourth grade.
Critical thinking is the key.
Yes. It
yeah.
certainly is to a healthy democracy, a healthy country it is. But mm-hmm. now, speaking, I put somebody on the in one of the other hours of this program, one of the people participating, a host from a good host, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I put him on the spot. I said to him in a nice way that he was kind of, he represented part of the problem. And he said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, because you have a list of talking points, things that you're comfortable with, things that the people who listen to your program want to hear you say. But is that really getting people? What's your?" And then we started talking about some of the stuff that you and I talk about. We're here to get an audience. We're here to sell advertising. And so we get an audience the way we get an audience. Some people get it in one way and some people get it in another way, but it's fairly easy on many talk radio stations these days to get an audience by following along with the talking points of the people who are right of center that love Trump, and that's what they want to hear. And whether that's a problem or not, maybe I shouldn't have used the term problem, but he...
We're confusing newspapers and objective journalism with a radio format that's entertaining and opinionated.
But is there any such thing as objective? Is there any
The spirit of objectivity is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. When you endeavor to deceive, when you endeavor to propagandize, when you seek victory for your cause as opposed to seeking truth and changing your view in the face of new evidence, when you don't do that, then there's a problem. Yeah, there's a problem. Yeah. And that's wrong. Any talk show host, in my opinion, who goes on the radio and spouts opinions that they don't believe in, I think that they're doing a disservice to themselves and to humanity.
Hey,
see,
I
cannot do that. I am not right about everything I say. I am wrong, and one of the things about me personally is that because I've been wrong in the past, as I get older and hopefully wiser, I realize I could still be wrong going forward. So it tempers me a little bit in terms of...
Here's what I think.
So I have a different approach to it. But anybody that's out there, if you sincerely believe whatever crap it is you're serving up, well, then that's okay. But if you don't believe it, if you're doing it purely to get to affirm people's biases and people's ignorance, then you're part of the problem, whether you're a journalist or an entertainer.
You want to leave a great lasting impression on people? Studies show time after time after time that a great smile is your best feature. Want to not be forgettable? Then get the ugliness off of your teeth, the things that come from smoking or drinking wine or anything that has the teas sometimes. Those things will leave stains on your teeth, so you get rid of them. And getting rid of them is something that Power Swabs is known nationally and now internationally to do easily and quickly. Instantly, in fact. You break open the tube, you take the little Q-tip and take the material that has been processed, the all-natural whitening system. It transforms your smile in 5 minutes or less. Do it 5, 6, 7 times, up to 10, 12 times, and you'll see it get brighter each time by 2, 3 shades every time you use it. No-brainer. Power Swabs, the best way to clean your teeth. Everybody's thinking about the options for looking their best. This is the best way to get your teeth looking their best. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Only way to get the deal, 50% off the retail, by calling that number and using Doug Steffen, or DJV as a code. Power Swabs. Beautiful teeth and all naturally done. 800-208-1797. List of the top people. Sometimes we don't get to formally do this as much during the course of the program, just so you have a reference point. All right? Number 10 on the people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine, Bill Belichick, for obvious reasons. Nicolas Maduro, number 9. Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, number 8. Elizabeth Warren, number 7. Nancy Pelosi in the 6th position. Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, number 4. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is 5. Michael Cohen is 4. Adam Schiff, the congressman from Los Angeles, number 3. Robert Mueller, becoming, almost like a prince, a stately prince in American politics, number 2. And number 1, the king, the Donald. Donald Trump, no surprise there. So that's the list of the people, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the stories this week, the week of February the 4th to the 8th. Top 10 stories, according to research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, brings us around to number 10, which is pretty much always a focus on what's on sports talk radio. The Super Bowl, certainly people talking about that. The trades on the basketball court or in the offices of the basketball teams. And the beginning of the baseball season. U.S.-China relations, number 9. The unrest in Venezuela continues. That's number 8. Jeff Bezos and his foolishness, number 7. The trouble with the Democrats in Virginia, number 6. Number 5, the hopefuls that will be president. Number 4, the Green New Deal. The third item is the border wall. The second item is the investigation. There are all these damn investigations. They continue. And number 1 was the president's State of the Union address. That's it, the top 5 plus 5, or the top 10 stories.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with our weekly visitor, visitor. Every once in a while, I think I'm introducing Karnak, but I'm not. I'm introducing Stephen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our visitor from the East. No question about that. Professor of law at Bentley. He's also a well-known expert when it comes to scams. Writes books about it, has a great website. Anytime you're concerned about scamming, go to scamaside.com. All right, so the Jeff Bezos thing has to be on the top of any legal requirement for conversation as to who can sue who. I think it's always interesting. You know, Bezos owns the Post, and Trump is connected to the National Enquirer. How you can be sued. Or maybe you can explain the legal ramifications, because this stuff comes up all the time about what you can print in the way of a public figure. You know, can you? I remember Johnny Carson sued the National Enquirer, and Ed McMahon did too, and they got tens of millions of dollars out of them because what they had printed wasn't right. And the National Enquirer isn't worried about printing what's right; they're interested in printing what will get them to get people to buy at the newsstand, right?
Absolutely. You know, the laws regarding libel and slander and defamation are different for the media than they are for just regular people. And there was a reason for that. I mean, it comes all out of a case in the 1960s, New York Times versus Sullivan. And this is when there was a full-page ad in the New York Times that was raising funds for Dr. Martin Luther King. And it detailed in the ad just some horrible things that had been done by the police against civil rights demonstrators in Alabama. So a city councilor who wasn't even mentioned sued, saying that he was defamed because there was a slight mistake in there and he was in charge of the police and it was defamation. So there was an all-white male jury that gave a big judgment against the Times. Went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court unanimously overturned it and set the law, which we have now, is that if the media has a duty to report, and so if they make a mistake, they're only liable if they purposely lied, if it was done with malice or a reckless disregard for the truth. So the Bezos thing, the law behind it is kind of interesting, because Bezos is accusing the Enquirer of extortion, saying that they will not publish the material they have about him if Bezos says that the National Enquirer is not acting on behalf of Trump and not trying to do this for a political reason. And Bezos is saying, no, that's not so. Why this is kind of high stakes now is, of course, you know, we remember that the Enquirer was doing what they used to call the catch-and-kill deals. These were where the Enquirer was buying the stories of Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels and then killing the stories, and they did this to help Trump. Well, they got convicted of campaign finance regulations with this. However, they really didn't have any kind of penalty other than they're on a three-year probation, and if they were to be convicted of extortion in dealing with Bezos, that could come down back into the fore and hurt them quite a bit.
Well, it's really very interesting how complicated, and you've done a fabulous job in a couple of minutes of explaining the nuance of this, because it is actually legally very complicated, because there are different rules in the media, news media, for people, whether you're public or you're not public, and how do you decide whether it's a public figure or isn't a public figure. But then you just get down to the basics of what the wealthiest man in the world is going to send out pictures of himself having sex with his girlfriend. I just don't.
It shows you can be very, very wealthy and be very, very stupid at the same time. It's just amazing some of the dumb stuff people do.
And the court isn't the court. It's a court of public opinion where you have to fight your case, not necessarily in the courts of law. That's not the case for the border. The wall and what's going on and who's getting admitted and who isn't and how long the lines are. Do we need more judges? You know, there are 20 people a day. There's this little town in Texas, and 20 people a day are coming across, and there are 40 or 50 waiting in line to come in, but they just said, okay, we don't have enough judges. 20 is all we can handle. Is there any recourse in all of this other than people going back or not coming in the first place?
Yeah, well, Congress has got to actually put together a comprehensive immigration law, not dealing with it in response to perceived emergencies.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, I guess, do we have an emergency? We've got a mess. Whether it's an emergency or not remains to be seen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is on the program every week to overview some of the legal input that we have on some of these great stories on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Democratic presidential wannabe, she made her announcement on Sunday, says if she's elected, her top priority will be to address climate change. The Senate's minority leader is planning to introduce legislation to hold China accountable for the deadly fentanyl that's coming into the U.S., killing tens of thousands each year.
Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid, significantly stronger than heroin and cheaper. Senator Chuck Schumer's bill would slap sanctions on Chinese laboratories and other traffickers who export fentanyl to the U.S. In December, China agreed to label fentanyl as a controlled substance, but Schumer says that's not enough.
For years, Chinese laboratories have been cooking up formulas of death, and some of them are major drug companies in China. And they export fentanyl to New York and other places that kill tens of thousands of people.
Schumer's bill will likely add to growing tension between the U.S. and China days before trade talks begin there. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump heading to El Paso, Texas, Monday to hold a border security rally. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Britain's due to leave the EU March 29th. The Parliament's rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce bill, leaving the Prime Minister to seek changes from the EU. The UK's bid for last-minute changes has exasperated EU leaders who insist the legally binding withdrawal agreement can't be changed. The impasse risks a chaotic no-deal departure for Britain. Head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, says the private sector and enterprises need to get ready for Britain's departure.
There are certain things that they can't get ready for it because it's going to be, you know, physically difficult. Give you an example. Some of the boats that arrive in Calais will be having a hard time arriving in Southampton. So you don't shorten the queue by diverting the traffic. You have to fix the platforms.
With Brexit just 47 days away, the government's asking lawmakers to give May more time to rework her divorce deal with the European Union. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tesla is buying the battery company Maxwell Technologies for about $218 million in stock.
The deal gives Tesla a boost in battery technology as it tries to cut costs and mass-produce electric cars. Those improvements involve improving battery capacity and cutting down on recharging time. Tesla expects to deliver 360,000 to 400,000 vehicles this year, a growth rate of 45% to 65% compared to 2018. The company recently announced a 7% cut to its workforce.
Correspondent Jeremy House. South Korea and the United States have agreed to a new cost-sharing deal that will see Seoul increase the amount of money it contributes toward paying for the U.S. military presence that is on its soil. South Korea says it's upping the payment to $924 million this year from the $830 million that it paid in 2018. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to review what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Welcome to the Talk Radio Review. Excuse me, as my frog is starring with me today, and also Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen, who's here from WDEL on loan, as they, what does Limbaugh say? On loan from God or something? His brain
talent
on
loan from God.
Talent on loan from God. Yes. That's what it is. Okay.
Always an honor.
Jensen's not here. He's not representing God or anybody else. He's representing himself. That's it. That's enough. And Richard Fadden is here from Radio America. The stories, and I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, the stories this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine. The Super Bowl and all that stuff, the trade deadline, the things in sports talk radio, of all of them, the most, at least the one that I get most enthused about is the fact that the pitchers and catchers are reporting next week. And then 10 days after that, the players and the game start at the end of the month. So,
hooray.
And we are, by the way, as of this weekend, 40 days from the first day of spring. What a bunch of wimps we've become.
And we shouldn't blip through this without talking about Frank Robinson, who passed away this week.
Yeah, passed away at the age of 83. Why was he in hospice, Richie? Did he have no
bone
money
cancer
at the end? What was?
Yeah, so I guess it was just for care.
That is a painful cancer.
Yeah.
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 But I mean, he was really a man. You talk about, I oftentimes as a kid, and then, you know, more of an adult, Jackie Robinson, and people always used to wonder whether they were related. They weren't. But they broke the barrier, Jackie for players and Frank Robinson for coaching. He was the first black coach, and I think he coached for three different teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And he was a very even-tempered guy, and everybody just liked him. He was very, very soft-spoken. Anyway, so he'll be missed. And 83, frankly, is quite young, I think, in this era to be dying. So, yeah, you were right, Richie. You would be remiss without mentioning him. At number 9 on the countdown this week, relations with China. Is there anything new there? I see some of this stuff, and I don't guess there's a little bit of trade news this week. And whether it benefits, my main concern is the American family farmer and how he and she continue to get screwed by the government. The State of the Union address this week, not a word about the American family farmer.
He talked about the farm bill.
Yeah, the farm bill, but he didn't talk much. There's nothing in there the president. I like to look at the president as a cheerleader and somebody who really can get people rallied around what is the essence of America. I'd like to think that was the case, no matter who the president was, Richie. And Trump doesn't do it for the farm, even though he needed the farmers were the reason he won. And certainly there's no Democrat that understands. We just don't get where it's very frustrating as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, to look at the landscape and see how many people are just so totally clueless.
Explain that. How are the farmers the reason he won when most of farming in this country is corporate farming and it's done machines and the family farm has gone away? So the amount of people who actually run a farm in this country are what?
2% of the population.
2%?
2% of the population makes their living on the farm. It's a little less than that, actually, but for round numbers, it's 2%. And those people were almost completely, especially in the states where he needed to have the electoral vote, he needed to have the count, low-population states where there is lots of agriculture, Midwestern states, Mid-South states, right, they were with him. And those of us are, I don't even want to be involved in government programs, but they've so inveigled themselves in the lives because you can't do anything. It's the government this, it's the government that. Got to have somebody come and inspect. You got to do this, blah, 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 blah. And so the farmer can't get away from it. So there are all these programs they use to try to, I suppose, like with any welfare program, they're buying votes. And it's become very convoluted. The whole farming situation in this country has been so compromised. I got off on that, and I probably should stick to the numbers here.
No, actually, it's very important. About it because when you have American China. Exports down 37%, that's very, very important. It's a $360 billion business there, Doug. So there are people listening right now who may not be directly involved in farming, but they are certainly affected. These tariffs, again, exports are down 37%. Who knew that we would actually lose billions of dollars in pistachio exports? But that's happened as well. What you're talking about actually is significantly important.
Yeah, but you see, thank you, Rick, for pointing that out. The average American is so far removed from the source of food, from the supply. More and more people are getting sort of back into it. The locavore movement has impacted local farming produce, especially in a very positive way, and it's helped bring around the resurgence in some places. I was talking to a farmer who's in his 30s, didn't come from the farm, but decided he wanted to be on a farm, found a niche, bought 20 acres of land, and has made a success of it. But it's not an easy row to hoe, pardon the pun. And the old-timers don't want to embrace technology, which is where a lot of, you know, like it or not, that's where a lot of the business is, in technology. The new tractors, I wouldn't buy a new tractor to save my soul. When they stop running because there's something wrong with a computer in the tractor, you can't fix it yourself. You got to call a guy who comes to your place for $90 an hour to fix it. Farmers can't afford it. They can't.
But old tractors you can fix, like old cars.
Well, exactly. I got tractors. I have 13 tractors on my farm, and the newest one is a 1987. Most of them are in the late 60s, 70s, early 80s, and you can fix anything. You get a hammer, get a welder.
Don't need a computer programmer.
don't need a computer program. Nope, none of those stuff.
What you need, Doug, is some horses to start pulling things.
Well, we have those things arrive on the farm as well. Matter of fact, this past summer, we had a couple of teams of horses that come from a sanctuary out in western Massachusetts. These big draft horses that are fabulous. People love them.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where farming began. That's the whole. That was the in the days when, and it isn't, you go back 200 years before they even had steam power. Horses were everything. They create the. Without the horse, you would have no agriculture because they had some oxen, but the horses really did. The draft horses really did most of the work. All right,
Doug, you're going to have to change your theme song to Weird Al Yankovic's Amish Paradise.
That's okay. I'll work on that, Rick. Victoria, Rick, and Rich here. I'm Doug Steffen with the fix for your back. Those of you who say, oh, my ache and back when you get up in the morning, no more will you have that problem when you use the ultimate lower back relief formula from Purity Products. This is a fabulous product that works. I have a problem with my lower back. I have the L3, L4, L5 disc that have been gonzo since I was a teenager. And so I thought, well, I'll impress everybody by what I could lift. Well, I was the strongest kid around, but in doing so, lifting things the wrong way, I wrecked three or four of the discs in my lower back, and the muscles that support them are what the problem is today. So a lot of times when you get a spasm or back ache, as people call it, it's the muscles reacting to things being out of line. So if you want to relax the muscles, that's really what this does. The lower back relief formula from Purity Products relieves the stress and the strain on your muscles. Maybe you don't care how it works. You just want to know it works. Okay, so I'll tell you how to get it. Call 800-291-4180. 800-291-4180. No matter where you are, whether it's today, tomorrow, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, somebody's going to answer that phone. Use the DJV code, and you'll get a free bottle of Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Free bottle. You'll be asked to pay the shipping. No big deal. Couple of bucks. And it's on its way. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is just that. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula from Purity Products. 800-291-4180. Please help yourself to a satisfying life. Walking is smoother. You'll just enjoy things so much better if your back is not a distraction. 800-291-4180 for your free bottle. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, back to the talk radio review with Victoria and Rick, Rich and Doug. Number eight, Venezuela. We add to that. I think number seven, the problems the Democrats are having in Virginia, or Democrats in general, trying to figure out what to do with this guy. What's the solution? All three of you are close to the nation's capital. You actually live in Virginia, Richie.
Yep.
What's the hoopla? Or what is the story behind the story at this moment?
I think the Black Caucus and the Virginia Democratic Party are hitting it right. Governor Northam should just step down. That attempt at an apology and an explanation was a debacle, and you cannot recover from that. But he's going to hang in there because the line of succession behind him is such a mess that he may be able to walk out of this. But I think the lieutenant governor should have his day in court. The accuser should be heard. They should look into it, and they should deem whether he is guilty or not, and then make the decision on it. He should not be deemed guilty before all the facts are heard. And I think that general attorney for the state, you know what? The guy dressed up as one of his favorite rappers for Halloween. And that, to me, different than the Northam picture, like, where it's kind of like the old 20s, quote-unquote, Sambo blackface.
Right.
That, almost to me, is really offensive. But dressing up as one of your musicians that you like, or even the Michael Jackson thing, I mean, if somebody wore a Barack Obama plastic Halloween mask, where's the difference between that and dressing up as your favorite rapper for Halloween, using makeup?
Or even putting blackface on.
Well,
you can argue that.
I think,
remember, that's what got Megyn Kelly fired, was asking why blackface is racist. And, that and the bad ratings, too. Well, what about Joy Behar? I mean, at 29, she was in blackface at Halloween. She was on ABC. They're making a joke out of it. And yet, as a white guy, I have asked friends of mine, they said, you know what, no matter how you do it, even if it's Curtis Blow, whatever, it's demeaning. And that's my friends. They're saying it's demeaning.
Stay away from it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you can't win.
Time to go.
But it wasn't, not that I have any love for the Democratic governor of Virginia, but when he did that, it wasn't the same politically as it is today. All right, 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are moving along on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits according to work done by Talkers Magazine. You can find this list of stories and people each week enumerated at talkers.com. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is at the studios of Radio America. The plot thickens here as the week ends. There's a whole lot of hoopla around Jeff Bezos and what he's doing to outsmart, outplay, outmaneuver the National Enquirer, which is dirt, trash, yuck, garbage. The people. I remember working.
Talking about that's
in
an
Palm
investigative
Beach.
Journalism.
Oh yeah, okay.
Juggernaut.
Oh yeah.
I remember.
He's cooperating with Mullen now. Yeah.
When I was doing mornings in Palm Beach eons ago, I became very friendly with a woman who was their chief reporter, National Enquirer's headquarters in Palm Beach. She used to come on my program every week to lay the groundwork for whatever it was that they were covering. She was a legitimate, and most of the people who were there were legitimate reporters. She was lured from the Palm Beach Post over there. They paid her almost twice as much as she was making as a reporter at the Post. They wanted people who knew how to write and knew how to investigate, and she and her husband both worked at the paper. And so the things that would come up every once in a while, she didn't do the lurid stuff. But, I mean, the stuff they're doing now is Larry Flint-esque. And to take Bezos apart the way they seem to want to, maybe because of the connection to Trump, who knows if that's the motivation for it. But it looks like Bezos, Victoria, is going to outsmart them by just publishing everything they were going to publish before they publish it. I don't know whether I'd do that or not. But
Well, what happened was after this first story came out, Bezos launched an investigation into how the texts were leaked to the Enquirer, right?
Meantime, for those of you who don't remember, there were naked pictures of Bezos that supposedly he posted or sent to his girlfriend.
To his girlfriend, Lauren
Sanchez. Reporter. Yeah, right.
So meantime,
somehow they get published. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So meantime, the Enquirer has admitted to paying hush money to the woman who said she had an affair with Trump in order to keep the story quiet before the election. Also, the Enquirer is refinancing its debt. So AMI wanted to end Bezos's inquiry into how they got the text, according to Bezos in this blog post, and tried to do so by threatening to publish more photos. Now, Bezos published these emails from the Enquirer, and AMI, which owns the Enquirer, warned Bezos and his lawyers that the Enquirer was about to publish photos of Bezos and Sanchez, including a, quote, below-the-belt selfie, otherwise colloquially known as a D-something pic. And the Enquirer would agree to not publish the photos, according to an email from AMI's lawyer, if Bezos backtracked publicly and said there was no reason to believe the Enquirer's coverage of Bezos and Sanchez was politically motivated. And Bezos is saying, that's blackmail, and hey, here are all the emails, everybody.
So what's a D blank? I don't do.
No. It just seems to me that when Jeff Bezos says the National Enquirer is guilty of extortion and blackmail, he just read their mission statement.
But they claim to be a legitimate news outlet. But they are basically you can't call it blackmail, but it's basically blackmail behind the scenes. In other words, we will not publish this story if it is a four-letter word, Doug, that rhymes with pick.
Anyway, these guys at the Enquirer are like flies. He could swat them away. And so I think it's bad judgment, frankly, all the way around in this thing. 28 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with all the ladies and gentlemen of the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Calitrin. This certainly worked for me. After the first bottle, I was sleeping better. After the second bottle, I noticed my clothes fitting better. After my third bottle, I started losing pounds seriously. I'm currently on my fourth bottle, still losing pounds. This is something that you have to dedicate yourself to, trust that it will work, and keep going. It's not just a one-month and out thing, right?
That's right. It's not a magic pill. You know, we say it is not a quick fix fad product. You are not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But with this product, you're going to see these results come off the right way, the healthy way, by giving your body back what it needs.
So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV. The DJV program, happy to promote this product. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The week of February 4th to the 8th is our focus on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, overviewing some of the stories, the ones that are juicier, ones that we have some new input on, frankly, where there may be a shift in the wind. The work is done by folks at Talkers who listen to all the talk radio shows around the country, the national ones, the local ones, the stations themselves. So there's a lot of work that goes into putting these lists together, compiled every single week of the year. And we're kind of playing around with the bottom end of the list. I thought it was interesting. Number six this week, more focused on those who would be king or those who would run. Elizabeth Warren apologized for being Pocahontas. Let's see, who else do we have in here? The woman from California, whose name I can never remember, used to be the attorney general here, now is the senator.
Kamala Harris, another woman you disparage.
People will try to accuse me of being a sexist.
Let me make you feel better, Victoria. Hey, Doug, how about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is good in retirement. I think he's all right but I don't know what Rick thinks about it because he's a Delawarean and Rick's a Delawarean.
Here in Delaware, 48% of registered voters are Democrats. I'm obviously in the majority, and if Joe Biden's corpse was running, he would get 90% of the vote in Delaware.
There you go.
Okay.
They love the guy.
I'm not sure how he would do nationally. Though, under the circumstances, I guess it depends on
everybody's
who else is
saying
in the pack.
He's the only thing that can beat Trump right now.
Well, but can he? Trump will emasculate him with his foolishness, making fun of him and his age, and he can't remember anything, and he falls down.
Trump, really?
Well, I'm just telling you what he'll do.
He'll make fun of him on his gaffes, which is fascinating from a man who, is a serial misleader, but who is not held to account for it. But Biden makes gaffes. I think there are people who can beat Trump. I think the difficulty
who?
That the Democrats I think somebody like Julian Castro is very interesting. I think Hickenlooper is interesting. But the challenge for the Democrats is, of course, it's like in the horror movies, the calls coming from inside the house. It's the Democrats themselves.
Yes.
That's their problem, and Trump is longing to run on the Green New Deal. He intends to run on socialism, which is not what the Democrats are. He intends to run on, they're aborting live babies. They're aborting babies age two.
Well, say what you want about the Republican Party, but the Democrat Party is eating themselves from the inside. They really are.
They've both done that. They've been eating their young for years.
You've got Elizabeth Warren and AOC all the way over to Schultz running as an independent. There's a wide. Wide breadth of candidates there, and they're not going to be able to. Whoever they pick, the other half of the Democratic Party will not like them.
Unless Nancy Pelosi gets a whip and starts whipping them into line, they are in trouble.
She's not capable of doing that.
Thank you for bringing up Nancy Pelosi, Victoria. I wanted to ask you. There's a meme going around with all of the Democratic congresswomen in their white dresses, and Rick knows the meme that's going around.
Yeah,
and it basically says that they, independent women in Congress, they were told when to stand, when to clap, when to sit. When to, and it was really interesting. I mean, obviously the meme takes a shot at them all. They were told what to wear. They were told when to stand and clap. And you could see Pelosi, telling them, sit down, no.
Sort of orchestrating
stand
it.
Stand up, yes.
Orchestrating it.
Like an orchestra leader.
And
I
just wonder what you think about that.
First of all, they weren't told to wear white. They wished to wear white.
Okay. Well, they got together and decided to wear white, whether they were.
They got together and decided to wear white, so it wasn't a uniform.
What about the whole, when she basically hushed them, and you could see her, she could not help herself. She would tell them if they started to clap, no. You could see her hand motioning to them.
Right. You know, that they have free will, and they can do what they like.
not according to her.
Of course they can. They can do exactly what they like, and they did stand. They stood for Trump, and they, you know, they stood when he talked about women gaining jobs, and they did that. And so, you know, they can do what they like. So I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, in the Republican Party, you've got a one-man party. So if in the Democratic Party you've got a woman who is exercising some control over her own caucus, I don't see why you would have a problem with that.
I don't think right, Trump has move. Control over anything. But.
Let's. I don't think he does either,
he
except
thinks he
himself.
Does.
Maybe
yeah,
not even then.
Does, yeah.
Let's move ahead, as long as we're talking in this vein. Number one issue this week, number one story, is the President's State of the Union. For me, the most compelling moment was when he introduced the family of the fellow who'd been killed by the illegal immigrant. I think that taps into what the American public thinks, knows, feels about this issue, whether we can get around it with all of the foolishness, the nonsense of the wall, that discussion, and now these caravans of people coming all across Mexico, another group coming up, all of that stuff aside. I think that there's a crystallization around an image like that. I've been talking about it in this vein for years and years and years on the radio, because I think, excuse me, it really is a very serious problem. And yet other people who are in support of allowing all these people to come here, if they have a place, if there's a job, if there's a reason, and we need people who have their skills, absolutely they need to come in to our country. And more often than not, although we're not getting the lesson out of it, they teach our children a lesson. Many of the Asians and some of the people, the Indians, people coming from other parts of the world who really have skills that American children are not learning en masse. We have really a dangerous situation here in our country. And Trump doesn't speak to it. I don't think anybody really is speaking to it. They're so involved in their own egos that they're letting this thing, the whole business about what people are doing with their time and what's happening to their brains and their bodies. I don't know why people don't see this. We have a whole generation of people who are wimps. They have no muscle tone. They have no strength in their brain. Everything is relegated to the device. Their thinking, their actions, what they do, what they know. And I see, you know, I've talked about it, you know, all these people love these zombie shows on TV. There's a reason for that, because we've created a whole generation of maybe a whole country, a world of zombies.
So, well, Doug, we can have an intelligent, meaningful conversation about immigration and what it means to this country, but Congress can't do that. I mean, you talked about the State of the Union. Trump was conciliatory. Nobody took it seriously. And there's Nancy Pelosi and Victoria Honest. She was controlling those who want to be on committees and have positions of some authority or power or meaningful participation in Congress. And she's the one that was making faces, rolling her eyes, and playing with the papers, origami, hand puppets, whatever she was doing. I think that shows the fact that they're not going to have a serious conversation about this like you're trying to have, Doug.
Well, may I respond? Yeah,
may
go
I
ahead.
Respond? Well, I think that's what you get when you have divided government. But this is not the first time we've seen that. There were no hand puppets. There was no origami. She did move her papers around. Of course she did. I'm not a spokesperson for Nancy Pelosi at all. But, yes, of course you saw that. We would have expected to see that. Of course we would have expected to see that. It wasn't an entirely conciliatory speech. It was two speeches in one. It was partially conciliatory. And by the way, President Trump did not, as his aides wished, congratulate Nancy Pelosi on ascending to the speakership. That's what his aides wanted him to do. He refused to do that. It was partly conciliatory, and it was partly launching a 2020 campaign based on socialism, fear, and late-term abortion. And that was very smart because he had a very large audience. I think it was a smart political move on the president's part.
Well, Victoria, I got to disagree.
Hold on.
You got to shuffle papers.
I got to do a couple of other things here. Because it'll go on until tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And it really bespeaks to, I am going to say one thing here. I respect both of you. Richie and I have been through these conversations ad nauseum for years and years and years. As people who are sitting sort of not on the sidelines, because I've never been on the sidelines, don't want to be on the sidelines, but I will tell you, as I listen to some of my friends and my brethren, and I consider both of you to be my friends, you are part of the problem, in my estimation.
Boom!
Because there's an inflexibility on the part of people who have a... Victoria can be somewhat flexible. She says, over the years, I've known her for a long time, she's become more flexible ideologically, and she may resist that, but that's how I view it. Rick,
no, I am flexible ideologically.
I enjoy talking to Victoria. She's intelligent, and she is open-minded.
Right. But she still has a tendency to color things, because that's the way the radio wants us. The radio world today wants us to color things. So Jensen is perfect for that,
Jensen,
because he has... No, he comes across as a partisan, as somebody... my point of view is the only point of view. The other guys can do no... I can do no wrong, and I don't mean you personally, but the guys who are on the radio and the women on the radio who are always right and other people are always wrong, it just isn't that way. None of us are always right, and none of us are always wrong. And the fact that we keep hammering away at this, our job is to get ratings so they can sell advertising.
Our job is to keep an audience.
Right,
and
exactly.
Keep that audience. You have to zone in on a specific group, and you have to cater and speak to that group. Mm-hmm. And that's
so
what
I'll have a strong opinion, but I do try to do it. I do try to do it in the form of question, Doug. I do invite.
I have great respect for you; otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But
thank you, and you too. Yes.
Well, I would be here whether you were here or not.
All right. And you have been. Yes.
Yeah.
I think the time that Nancy Pelosi, and it could have just been the way that the photograph was captured, because you can catch me in photographs with my eyes closed, and if they published them, they'd say, "Oh, that woman needs to be put away." Was the walrus clap. And
in that photograph,
she appears to be unbelievably condescending to Trump. Now,
She is unbelievably condescending.
You watch the video, and she's condescending in the video.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big mistake for her. Will it last?
It was funny.
I don't know. But it was very funny. But
she's completely condescending.
It was silly.
Yeah.
It was silly.
All right. 46 past the hour. Let's wake everybody up to put them to sleep. If you are not having a good night's sleep, not getting the rest you need, MyPillow presents their pillows. But MyPillow also presents these Giza sheets, the best sheets you'll ever
have. I want those things.
You want to dream? Aren't they great, Richie?
I don't have any yet. I got to get some.
Yeah, the content, the stitching, all of that stuff. There's nothing better than getting into a comfortable bed, MyPillow mattress, MyPillow mattress cover, MyPillow sheets, these Giza sheets, they are so fabulous. There's nothing better than getting into clean sheets. We all know that. These are better than better. These are the best. So you get them at half price along with all the pillows, all the things that you can find in the catalog. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you save 50%, in some cases 55%. You just have to see. And all the pillows, there are things for your dog. There's just such a wide array. And the folks there will give you credit. If you're buying over $200, they'll finance it for you. All of that at MyPillow.com. So many reasons to go there. Clean up the pillows. Get the better pillows. Wash them. Dry them. It is the best way to get a good night's sleep. And it's all at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV for the best prices.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. In the ongoing struggle of equality, it's maybe the one area where women would be just fine with men leading the way.
Before menopause, women are not as high risk for heart disease as men are, but after menopause, we're in the same boat with the men. So our risk for developing heart disease really increases after that menopausal transition.
What's behind that increase? Women's health specialist Dr. Stephanie Fabian says at least a couple of things come into play.
And that probably does have have quite a bit to do with losing estrogen, which seems to have a protective effect on our vessels, but it's also a function of aging in general.
Dr. Fabian says women living 40 to 50% of their lives after menopause is a relatively new phenomenon.
We had a life expectancy of 50 years in 1900, so women didn't live past menopause in the last century. We just don't want to live longer. We want to live healthier and live better.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember. Now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the stories this week, the week of February the 4th to the 8th. Top 10 stories, according to the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, brings us around to number 10, which is pretty much always a focus on what's on sports talk radio. The Super Bowl, certainly people talking about that. The trades on the basketball court or in the offices of the basketball teams. And the beginning of the baseball season, U.S.-China relations number 9. The unrest in Venezuela continues. That's number 8. Jeff Bezos and his foolishness number 7. The trouble with the Democrats in Virginia number 6. Number 5, the hopefuls that will be president. Number 4, the Green New Deal. The third item is the border wall. The second item is the investigation. There are all these damn investigations. They continue. And number 1 was the president's State of the Union address. That's it, the top 5 plus 5, or the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Charlie Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the top five technology stories of the week, as determined by Victoria's Research. Number five is a focus on Hulu competing, in a manner of speaking, with Netflix, it would seem, Victoria.
Yep, it was great news this week for people who have Hulu or people who maybe have been thinking about signing up for it. They've actually dropped their price from $7.99, which is the current price for the basic plan. Now it will be $5.99 starting February 26th. Now, this is for their this was only previously offered on a promotional basis, but now they're making this the regular price for the plan. The $11.99 per month no commercials plan on Hulu will actually stay at that same price. There's also a $12.99 Hulu and Spotify combo subscription, and that will also stay at that price. But if you want to get in on the entry level, you will have to sit through a few ads, but it's nothing that people seem to really be complaining about that much. So for $5.99 on Hulu, I think that's a great deal. Netflix earlier this week announced that their prices were all going up. Now, Netflix doesn't have any commercials, so that's kind of how they justify raising their prices, because they don't make anyone sit through any ads. But if you want to save some money and see some good content, Hulu's the way to go.
All right. Next up at number four, speaking of competitors, Google is trying to compete with Waze. I don't know if they will, but this is their attempt at doing that, right?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of users of Google Maps, when they're on long road trips, they've complained that the app doesn't show any speed limits of the roads that they're on. This is something that Waze has been doing for a while already, and there are some other...
So just use Waze. Why bother with Google? Just use Waze.
Well, a lot of people don't like the interface of Waze, which it looks kind of like a cartoonish video game in a way. I didn't really like it at first. Now I really love it.
I like it a lot, yeah.
A lot of people just like the convenience of Google Maps. So now at least you'll be able to get a few extra things, like you'll know where the speed cameras are, what the speed limit is of the road that you're on. And so there are a little bit of updates there just to keep people, if you already use Google Maps, it got better.
All right. Number three on our way to number one this week, the countdown of the hot items from the world of technology, a focus on Verizon. Oh, aren't they wonderful? No, not, but
no,
explain
they're
the
not. This is a similar story to the Google Maps. Their Verizon is way behind the other competitors like T-Mobile and AT&T, and so now they have jumped on the bandwagon. They will start offering free spam and robocall protection to all of their subscribers starting in March. So typically, if you have Verizon Cellular right now, you've had to pay an extra $3 a month for spam blocking and robocall filtering, so now that will be included in your regular monthly bill. This will apply to all Android phones and iPhones, all the phones that are supported by Verizon. And again, it just brings them up to speed with what T-Mobile and AT&T have been doing this service for free for a long time. So it's preventing robocalls is on the top of everyone's brain. Everyone is trying to come up with more ways to filter out these spammy calls that look like it is sort of your number, but it makes people more likely to answer it when it looks like their own number. So there's no way really to get around that, but that's the latest from Verizon, trying to save face, basically.
Number two, speaking of face, Facebook is positioning itself here.
Facebook has a new petitions feature called Community Actions. And so instead of going to change.org, you can actually stay on Facebook and start a petition that way. There are all kinds of petition pages that they already have going. There's a moratorium on new drilling page, and people in Philadelphia are wanting a better pedestrian safeguards. All these local community things. Facebook has said that they want everyone to be able to use their own network of friends in order to get more signatures for their petitions. One thing you cannot do, though, is tag President Trump or Vice President Mike Pence. They are totally exempt from this. You cannot include them in any way.
Gee, I wonder why. Number one, wow, look out. all these people affected by this breach, Victoria?
This is being called a mega breach. This is 770 million people. This is bigger than Equifax. It's as bigger than any breach that I think anyone
bigger
ever
than
really
bigger
known
than
of.
Big.
Yeah, this is over 770 million unique email addresses and 21 million unique passwords. They were all posted to a hacking forum. And so the number one thing you can do, I say this all the time, but please listen, do not use the same password for every website. This is what happens when these breaches come about. All of your stuff then gets compromised.
All right, so there's the story, or the stories. Top five tech items this week, courtesy of Victoria. The Dougster, all together here, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Exclusions may apply.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. President Trump says Democrats are behaving irrationally in their border security negotiations with Republicans. We get the more and the latest from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president tweets that Democrats are making terrible offers in the border wall talks, and he thinks Democrats want another government shutdown. He says they are offering very little money for a wall and now want a cap on convicted felons to be held in detention. The parties face a Friday deadline before funding runs out for several federal agencies, risking another partial government shutdown. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Pentagon's top officials arrived in Afghanistan to meet with U.S. commanders and Afghan leaders amid a push for peace with the Taliban. The unannounced visit's the first for Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan. He previously was the number two official under Jim Mattis, who resigned as defense chief back in December. Virginia enters another tumultuous week as its top three executives are embroiled in controversy. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam told CBS This Morning Sunday he does not plan to resign over the racist photo debacle, but rather, he said, he wants to lead the state through the pain.
I have learned from this. I have a lot more to learn, but we're in a unique opportunity now. Again, the 400-year anniversary of the history, whether it be good or bad, in Virginia, to really make some impactful changes.
At least one lawmaker says he's going to try to pursue impeachment of Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax after two women accused him of sexual assault in the 2000s. Fairfax has vehemently denied the claims and is calling for authorities, including the FBI, to investigate. Meanwhile, Attorney General Mark Herring acknowledged he wore blackface at a party back in 1980. Herring would become governor if both Northam and Fairfax vacated their offices. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, And please give it a try, because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
Germany's budget squeeze is raising questions over whether the country will miss its military spending target at a time when the U.S. is pressing the European allies to increase defense budgets.
A German news agency reports a finance ministry document suggests defense spending will not increase sufficiently to meet targets amid a projected $28.3 billion budget shortfall through 2023. The finance ministry will only say that the numbers will not be finalized until the end of next month. Berlin has set a goal of increasing military spending to 1.5% of GDP by 2025. Rich Thomason reporting.
Asian stocks were mixed Monday as traders watched for developments on a fresh round of trade talks with the United States this week in Beijing. Markets in China and Taiwan reopening after a week-long Lunar New Year break edged higher on hopes American and Chinese officials could make progress on a wide-ranging dispute. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new batch of movies hit theaters this weekend and freshened the box office up just a bit. Correspondent Ben Thomas puts down the popcorn and gives us this report.
Hit the refresh button on the box office.
A lifetime has passed since the horrific events of Taco Tuesday.
The Lego 2 movie, the second part, is number one, earning an estimated $35 million in its opening weekend.
This new life has toughened and hardened us all.
Though that fell short of expectations.
I can help you connect with me.
What Men Want, a gender-flipped remake of 2000's What Women Want, is number two with $19 million. While Liam Neeson is cracking bad guys' heads again, this time in Cold Pursuit.
What makes you think you can kill a man?
I read it in a crime novel.
Taking number three with $10.8 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Come.
And this time we begin this jam-packed show in a 19th century Kansas cow town. Then we have the story of a woman trying to save her husband from execution in Suspense's Night of the Storm. Before Gunsmoke began its impressive 20-year run on television, it indeed was a radio show. Instead of James R. Ness, the role of Dodge City's U.S. Marshal was played by William Conrad. Many of the radio scripts would also later be used on the TV show. Listen now for John McIntyre joining the regular cast in Daddy-O from June 10th, 1956.
Gunsmoke. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers. And that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun Smoke, starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, I sure am glad to see you back.
Well, it's good to be back, Chester.
My, you've been gone over a month.
That's 6 weeks to be exact.
Gracious, you sure must have covered a lot of territory.
Well, I'll tell you all about it later. What's been going on here?
Oh, nothing much, I guess. You know how Dodge is. Things are just about the same.
They are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about that new sign over the Long Branch here?
New sign? Oh, my goodness, Mr. Dillon, I plumb forgot. That happened the week you left.
Sam Noonan and Kitty Russell, proprietors.
Ain't that the doggonest thing you ever heard of? They're partners now, Mr. Dillon. Miss Kitty bought a half interest in the place, and her and Sam's running it together.
Well, where'd Kitty get the money?
Well, you know Miss Kitty, she never spends much, and she's been saving it for years and years.
I guess it mounts up. You save money that way.
Yeah, you ought to go in and say hello, Mr. Dillon. Miss Kitty's been waiting real proud for you to get back.
Well, I'd like to. If you'll put my horse up for me. Yeah?
Well, sure, I will.
Okay. I'll see you at the office later.
All right, sir.
Hello, Sam.
Well, Marshal Dillon, when'd you get back?
Just now. Saw your new sign outside, and I came in to see if the price of whiskey had gone up.
Well, Marshal, the price of whiskey went down at the Long Branch.
What?
Yeah, first thing Kitty talked me into.
Well, knowing you, that must have taken some talking.
Well, you know, she was right. We're making more money than ever. I sure got to hand it to her.
Ah, well, good. Where is she?
Well, she went to her room, Marshal. And, you know, I wish you'd go up and see her. She got me worried.
Oh, why?
Well, we were sitting here talking business, and a boy come in with a telegram for her, and she read it, and she turned kind of pale and then got up and left.
Huh. Yeah, sure, Sam. I'll go see her. Hello, Kitty.
Oh, come in.
Thank you. I just got back. I thought I'd come around and congratulate you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Kitty.
Huh?
Sam told me about the telegram. If there's anything I can do to help.
Oh, Matt, you got it all wrong. Sam, too. It's not bad news.
Oh? Well, I'm glad to hear that.
It's my father, Matt.
What?
My father, Wayne Russell. He's coming here to Dodge tomorrow.
Well, I thought your father was lost.
Well, he has been. I've never even seen him. He left my mother in New Orleans a few months after I was born.
Yeah, I know.
He was a gambler, Matt. He worked the riverboats. Mother always said he was a very charming man. Funny thing is, she never held it against him, Mrs. Zertner. She just accepted it as the way he was. A strange sort of a way, she was proud of him.
Well, how do you feel about him, Kitty?
Same as my mother, I guess.
Hmm. He's coming tomorrow, you say, huh?
Matt, will you go to the depot with me to meet him? Like I say, I'm real happy about it. But I feel kind of scared. Matt?
honest? You really think he'll be honest?
Now, you just keep calm, Kitty.
People are starting to get off, see?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
Well, I recognize him. I don't even know what he looks like. Matt, what'll I do?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here comes Chester with somebody now.
Oh, you think that's him?
Well, he's about the right age.
Yeah.
Gray hair. He's dressed mighty fancy.
What'll I say to him? Maybe it isn't him at all.
Easy now, kid.
Well, I found him, Miss Kitty. He come right up to me and asked if he knew you. Now, can you imagine that?
So you're Kitty.
Hello.
You're beautiful. I knew you'd be beautiful.
Thank you.
I know how you feel, child. But we'll get acquainted. We're going to be great friends, Kitty.
Well, sure. I mean, of course. Well, this is Marshal Dillon.
Welcome to Dodge, Mr. Russell.
Well, thank you, Marshal. It's a pleasure to know you. Kitty, I want to meet all your friends, and I've an idea.
Yeah?
I'd like to give a dinner tonight. I trust there's a restaurant here that could accommodate us.
Oh, there sure is, Mr. Russell, and that is a fine idea. Delmonico's, that's the best. We could
Chester.
Go there right now and tell them to get started cooking.
Chester.
Well, I'm only trying to help.
Well, that'd be pretty expensive, wouldn't it?
Kitty, my child, expense doesn't matter. I own a very prosperous freighting business in New Orleans now. I've had it for some time.
Well, that's wonderful.
Will you invite your friends for me, Kitty?
Yeah, if you want.
And about how many shall I tell them to expect?
Well, Chester and Matt and Doc Adams and... Oh, I don't know.
Well, ain't you going to ask Sam, Miss Kitty? After all, he's your partner now.
A partner? What partner, Kitty?
Oh, it's nothing.
Nothing? Why, Mr. Russell, she's half owner of the Goinest Saloon in Dodge, that's all.
Is this true, Kitty?
Well, it's really Sam Noonan's place.
But you're associated with him in the saloon business?
An unmarried woman has to make a living. And I'm making a good one.
Of course, of course. Well, we'll talk about all this later, Kitty. But tonight we'll celebrate. Shall we say 8 o'clock at Delmonico's? I'll see you there too, Marshal?
Aye, certainly, sir.
I'll take you over to the hotel, Mr. Russell.
Well, thank you, Chester. Very kind of you to put yourself out this way.
Well, Kitty.
So that's my father, huh?
He's quite a gentleman, isn't he?
Matt?
Yeah.
I need a drink.
You're listening to Gunsmoke, and we'll be back with more from the Old West right after this.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Two of Gunsmoke on When Radio Was.
Well, that was a pretty good meal, wasn't it, Mr. Roscoe?
I want to thank you for recommending the place, yes, sir.
Of course, I guess it ain't like what you're used to in New Orleans. Miss Kitty's told me about how good they eat down there, ain't you, Miss Kitty?
Yeah, I guess so, Chester.
What's the matter with Kitty, man?
I don't know, Doc.
She keeps looking at him sideways, but she sure doesn't have much to say to him.
Well, I guess she's still kind of shy.
Shy? You mean Kitty? Oh, nonsense.
You better fill your glass, Doc.
What's that?
Sam Noonan's getting ori-eyed. I think he's just about to propose a toast.
Oh, no, that's all we need.
Now, you see what I mean?
Right, now, gentlemen, now let's drink a toast. A toast to my new partner, Kitty Russell, and to her old man.
Sam?
I mean her father. Sorry, Mr. Russell. And they're a very happy reunion,
Sam,
and many more of them forever and
Sam.
Forever.
Sam.
And forever.
We
all right.
Getting yes. Thirsty, Sam.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Yeah, this is the happiest day of my life. Here's to you, Kitty, and to the Russells, the proud Russells.
Oh, hooray. Oh, hooray for everybody.
Oh, my, you better lock Chester and Sam in the same cell tonight, man.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Well, I'm afraid I gotta go now.
Oh, come, Kitty, the evening's just started.
Yeah, well, it started at the Long Branch, too. I'm in business, remember?
Yes, I know.
I don't think Sam's going to be much help tonight. I'd better get down there and take over.
Kitty, I ain't going to be no help at all.
Well, don't you worry, Sam. You stay and have a good time.
Kitty, you can't go out there on the street this time of night.
Well, I'll go with her, Mr. Russell.
Well, she must leave. I'll stop in later and say good night, Kitty.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Doc, keep an eye on those two, will you?
Now, well, darling, Sam, you shouldn't be drinking all that. I'll give you some.
That was a pretty nice party, huh?
Yeah, fine.
Al, what is it, Kitty? Because he disapproves of your being in the saloon business?
You'll get used to it, Matt. Maybe I gotta get used to having a father, that's all.
You haven't made him feel very welcome.
I haven't decided yet whether he's welcome or not.
Well, I didn't mean to interfere, Kitty. It's no business of mine.
Yep, I understand that. We'll see soon enough.
That's a good-looking horse Chester's riding, man.
He's thinking of buying it, Doc.
Buying it? Oh, buying it. With what? That horse will be as old as Methuselah before he closes the deal.
Well, that could be.
Isn't that Kitty and her father coming out of the bank?
Yeah.
She treating him as cold as ever, man?
That's been 2 weeks, and she hasn't changed a bit toward him, as far as I've noticed.
Yeah, she's waving to you. She wants you to come over there.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll be back directly, Doc.
Yeah, the sun will keep your seat warm.
Okay.
Morning, Marshal.
Morning, Mr. Russell. Morning, Kitty.
We've got some news for you, Matt.
Oh? Good news, Marshal.
Matt, we've been talking to Mr. Botkin, and he'll buy my share of the Long Branch anytime for cash.
You mean you're thinking of selling out?
Tomorrow morning, just before we leave.
Just before you leave?
I'm going back to New Orleans, Matt. I'm going to take my money and put it into my father's freight business there.
Makes sense, Marshal. Kitty and I should be together.
Besides, the saloon business is no place for a lady. I can see that now. I've had to learn a lot in the last couple of weeks, Matt.
Yeah, I guess you have.
Well, if you're going to get packed, you better start, Kitty.
I am, right now. I'll see you at supper.
Fine. I'll go over to the depot and see the Santa Fe agent about our tickets. I'm a proud man today, Marshal, a proud and happy man. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Kitty.
Yes, Matt?
Whose idea was this? You're selling out and all.
Well, he likes to think it was both of ours.
But?
I'll have to give him the credit, Matt. He's been talking about it one way or another for 2 whole weeks now. He's awful smart. He can convince anybody of anything.
Yeah, I guess he can.
What is it, Matt? Don't you like him?
It doesn't matter whether I like him or not, Kitty.
No. No, I guess it doesn't.
But, I sure don't trust him, Kitty.
Now we're getting somewhere.
What?
I'm going to need your help, Matt. I don't trust him either.
Mr. Russell.
Morning, Marshal.
Well, I see the train's ready. Where's Kitty?
She insisted on meeting me here. She wanted to do her business at the bank alone for some reason.
Well, maybe it's because this is the last time she'll be doing any business on her own.
I hope so. No woman should be in business anyway.
Yeah, especially Kitty. She, trusts people too much. They take advantage of her.
Not anymore, I can assure you. I only hope she gets here with that money.
Well, nobody's likely to hold a woman up in broad daylight, Mr. Russell.
But they would at night, eh?
Oh, there are some men who'll do anything for a dollar. Day or night.
Yes. Ah, there she comes.
I told you she'd be all right. Nobody bother Kitty anyway. She's awful well-liked around here, Mr. Russell. By a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, of course.
They take it mighty personal if anything happened to her, no matter who did it, Mr. Russell. Morning, Kitty.
Morning, Matt. Father.
You're late, Kitty.
Train hasn't left.
No, but we'd better be getting aboard.
All right.
Don't you have a bag of some kind?
Oh, my baggage is all taken care of.
Well, I mean a handbag. You're not carrying anything.
I know.
Well, where's the money, Kitty? Didn't you get it?
No, Father, I didn't.
What?
I changed my mind the last minute.
What do you mean?
I decided to leave it here in the Long Branch with Sam Noonan. It's a good investment. I can always come back for it.
Now look here, Kitty. I'm deciding things for you from now on.
We'll talk about it on the train.
No, we're not leaving till you get that money.
Which is it you want, Father? Me or the money?
It isn't a question of that. Now you do as I say.
You haven't changed a bit.
What?
Mother always said you'd never change, and she was right. Don't tell me you're running a freight business in New Orleans.
That's enough.
Easy, Mr. Russell.
You stay out of this, Marshal.
You're just another man to me, Father. and a crook besides.
Kitty, you're going to be sorry for this.
I'd be a whole lot more sorry if I let you steal my money.
All right, Kitty, all right. I think he understands now. You're in this together. Mr. Russell, you played it pretty smart so far. Don't disappoint us now. You see it through. Don't make me throw you in jail. Just play it all the way, Mr. Russell. You can do it.
Please, Father. Get on the train. Leave me at least that much pride.
Yes, I think so. Goodbye, Kitty.
Bye.
Marshal. Goodbye, sir. Well, he did it, Kitty. You were right.
Sure he did. You bet he did. All of us Russells have pride.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were John McIntyre and Lawrence Dobkin. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Daddy-O from June 10th, 1956. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio was Rosemary Rice will star in Suspense's Night of the Storm. Right after this break.
MusicRewind.com guarantees you'll be on your feet listening to You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. A 3-CD collection featuring The Shadows, Link Wray, Johnny and the Hurricanes, Duane Eddy, Sandy Nelson, The Ventures, and many more. Order You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $19.98. Get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code REWIND77. Get your toes tapping and your feet moving with You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Order now to save on shipping with promo code REWIND77. This 3-CD set of amazing instrumental hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code REWIND77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Bell, and listen now for Rosemary Rice's Emily, with James Stevens as her husband, Jim. Alan Manson is Steve. Ralph Camargo, Rutland. Terry Keene is Muriel, and Lawson Zerbe as Parker. It's from July 2nd, 1961.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. Within minutes, he was to die for murder. Yet three people knew of his innocence. Night of the Storm.
Well, did you make the appeal?
I did my best, Jim, but the governor turned me down.
I see. Then there's no other chance. No hope at all?
Well, as the governor pointed out, if we can come up with any new evidence, any new facts...
New evidence? Facts? If I knew anything, don't you think I would have told you long ago, even before the trial? I didn't kill my uncle. I hadn't seen him in years.
You know all that, Jim, but we haven't been able to prove it. The district attorney could prove that you killed him.
I didn't. Right up to the second they strap me in the chair tomorrow night and turn on the juice, I'm going to keep on swearing.
Of course you are, Jim. Now,
but you, my lawyer, you don't believe me either. You just pretend. That's what you're paid for. That's what you're doing.
Now, listen to me, Jim. Please.
The only one who's ever believed in me is Emily. And what's going to happen to her after tomorrow when I'm dead? What's going to happen to Emily?
Calm down, Jim. This isn't doing any good.
I didn't kill my uncle. I didn't. I didn't.
He didn't kill Uncle Corey. You know that as well as I do, Steve.
Jim needed money, didn't he?
He never killed for it.
He needed it desperately. And as well, Uncle Corey was leaving everything to Jim. He had reason enough.
I've said it 1,000 times already. Jim couldn't have done it. I know him so well. Why, if there was even a bug in the house, he'd take it outside and then let it go rather than kill it.
But look, Emily, sooner or later we've got to start facing the fact that there isn't a shred of evidence to prove that he wasn't the killer.
Steve, do you mean you never believed him either? You, his own brother?
Oh, come on, Em, I wanted to believe him, you know that.
Did you? Did you really want to, Steve?
Well, yeah, sure. What do you think? Why are you looking at me like that?
You know, I just realized you could have been pretending all this time, couldn't you?
Huh?
Pretending that the last thing you want is to have Jim executed tomorrow night. Well, all along...
Oh, come off it, will you?
Steve, when and if Jim dies, you get that money, don't you?
Jim, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
Oh, I'm sure you must know that will by heart. What does it say now? Everything is left to Jim, but in the event of Jim's death, then, Steve, you become the rightful heir. Isn't that the way the will reads, isn't
it? Listen to me, Emily.
$48,000. Why, you'll become a rich man if your brother dies.
I just wanted to stop by and comfort you tonight. Had an idea you'd be pretty broken up, but I don't have to listen to that kind of talk. Not even from you. Good night.
I thought you'd be home by now.
What do you want?
Look, just before you left, you gave me an idea. Tell me, I've forgotten. What was the name of that woman you were with the night Uncle Corey was killed?
What do you want to know that?
Please, what's her name?
Good night, Emily.
Look, in the morning I can look it up in the court records. You might as well tell me.
But I broke off with her. I don't see her anymore.
If I can find her, I'm going to have a talk with her, Steve.
You keep away from her.
Why? Why? You must have a reason. Tell me.
She might have moved out of town.
Are you afraid of me seeing her?
Of course not. Jim killed Uncle Corey. It was proved in the court. There's nothing you, me, or anybody else can do to save him from going to the chair for it.
Steve, if something can be done to save my husband, who happens to be your brother, don't you want me to try?
You haven't a chance.
Her name, Steve. What is the name of the woman who gave you such a good alibi?
Stay away from her.
I see. So that's the attitude you're taking now. All right. I'll have to find out for myself.
Good night, Emily.
I'll get her name and address from the court records. Good night.
Yeah? Who's there?
I'd like to talk to you, Miss Mallard.
I ain't opening this door for nobody, so beat it.
But I'm Jim Russell's wife. I've got to see you.
His wife?
Yes.
You got anybody with you?
No, no, I'm alone. Please.
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Look, sister, I know all about your husband getting the chair tonight, and I'm real sorry, see, but there's nothing I can do for you.
Look, I got the idea from Steve that maybe if I had a talk
Steve?
With you...
You're trying to tell me that Steve sent you over here? Look, honey, don't hand me that, because I know better.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Just go away and leave me alone.
No, wait! Hey, don't shut the door!
What do you think you're doing?
You're keeping something from me. I know it. You and Steve, the two of you.
What are you thinking? That I had something to do with killing that old guy?
No. But I think you might have lied to the police about the night he was killed.
And what if I did? It's too late now, and I ain't never going to change my story.
You'd rather see an innocent man die?
Now, listen, if I change my story now, if I change what I said in court, they'll send me up on a perjury rap. I ain't going to jail no matter what.
And it's true, isn't it? Steve wasn't with you the night Uncle Corey was killed. Steve was the one who did it, not Jim.
No, I ain't saying. Now, beat it, will
oh,
you?
Please, please, you've got to change your story and tell the truth. You've got to save my husband.
Look, I don't
got
to do nothing. Now, get out of here.
Thank goodness.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Russell.
Mr. Rutland, I've been waiting here in your office for almost 2 hours.
Oh, it's that storm out there. The highways are flooded.
I know.
My car stalled when the ignition got wet. Well, anyway, I'm here, but I'm sorry to say that the news I brought from upstate isn't good. Mrs. Russell, there'll be no reprieve tonight for Jim.
Yes, there will. Hmm? They've got to give him a reprieve now. And even, well, as soon as they know the truth, a full pardon.
What are you talking about?
Last night, Steve, you know Jim's brother, Steve.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Rutland, he just about admitted to me that he was the one who killed Uncle Corey.
What? Well, now, Mrs.
Don't
Russell.
Don't you see? If Jim dies, then Steve gets all that money. He planned to kill Uncle Corey and then have Jim die for the murder. It's the way that will read, that in the event of Jim's death, then Steve...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Russell, but that isn't proof.
Yes, it is.
Now, it's only a possible motive. One that I know the police considered a long time ago.
Mr. Rutland...
Your husband's hunting knife was used in the murder.
I know.
His prints were on it,
yes.
Whether planted or not.
Yes.
And your husband didn't have an alibi for that night, but Steve did. An airtight alibi.
Will you please listen? She lied. That woman, Muriel Mallard, went into court and lied that Steve was with her that night.
Perjury? Well, possibly, but I doubt it. She had no reason to.
Part of that money would be good reason, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it would, but...
I saw her this morning. She wouldn't deny that she lied.
But I'm sure that she wouldn't admit it either.
Well,
would she?
No.
What do you think we can do, Mrs. Russell?
Mr. Rutland, I think that I can...
It's 2:45 now. Let's see, they're on standard time up at the Capitol.
Standard time?
Now, that means in 7 hours, it'll be all over.
7 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rutland, will you help me?
Well, of course, but you'll have to tell me how.
Stay right here in your office. Wait for me to phone you so that you can get in touch with the governor.
Very well, I'll be here.
Oh, thank you.
Mrs. Russell, I know how you feel. There's hardly a loved one of a condemned man who doesn't feel that he might be innocent. You've got to be prepared to accept the fact that the weight of evidence was against him, that he was proved guilty. Why, even I, as his defense attorney, now believe that justice will be done.
Justice? When he isn't guilty? I'll never believe he is, never. And now, after what I just heard, I'm going to try until the last possible second to save my husband.
back with more suspense right after this short break.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to the Night of the Storm on When Radio Was.
Drug in out of the rain.
Uriel, listen, I've got to talk to you.
Go away. I told you once today to beat it.
I'm not going to beat it. It's taken me all afternoon to find you again, and I'm not going to leave until I know it's too late and my husband is dead.
Well, you don't have long to wait, do you, huh? Well, that clock up there says 8.
It's 8 here, but up in the...
That's 1 hour. That's all. And then you're a free woman, right? Right.
Hey, Mac!
What do you want, Muriel?
Give my friend here one of these.
No, I'm fine.
No, and I don't another want one for me. Come on,
no,
honey. Sit down. And take off that coat you're sopping wet. What? Take off your coat.
All right, I will.
It's going to be a long night.
No, maybe not. It'll depend on you, Muriel. And if you'll help me.
Help you? Listen, sister, in my league, nobody helps anybody.
Here's your booze, girl.
Oh, thank you, Mac, very much. Now, come on, honey, drink up, huh? You'll be surprised how fast the time's gonna pass. Go ahead. Drink it.
Yes, all right.
Thank you. Well, cheers. Just listen to that storm out there, huh? Well, what a night. What a night to go to the chair.
Muriel. Muriel. Look at that clock, will you?
Hmm?
Over there.
Oh, yeah. 9. Just not... Oh.
Muriel, do you realize what is happening to my husband right this minute?
Yeah. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm real sorry.
Sorry isn't going to bring him back.
No, I know.
Why didn't you tell the truth? You weren't with Steve that night. Why didn't you tell the truth?
Oh, why should I have? But now, what difference does it make? Might as well tell you the truth now. See, Steve and me broke up a long time ago. I was with Fred Baines that night.
Who?
Yeah, Freddie Baines, you know, owns the auto parts company. I guess you don't know Freddie, no. But that's where I was. That's who I was really
with.
Why
didn't you lie, Muriel?
Listen, sister, all my life I never seen more than a couple hundred bucks at one time. And now? Oh, boy, now that's all over. I'm going to see 10,000. Imagine 10 G's off of me. Hey, where are you going?
Fred Baines. He's the one who can tell the police that you weren't with Steve that night.
Yeah.
I can call my lawyer now and have him get a reprieve for Jim.
Hey, honey, you might as well stay and have another drink. It's too late to do anything now. Your husband's dead. That's all over with.
It's 9 o'clock here. But upstate, they're on standard time. Up there, he won't die for an hour.
That little... ain't gonna do her no good. She can't prove nothing.
Hi, Muriel. Thought I'd find you here.
See? She's in there. I told her about me and Fred. I didn't know.
Hang up that phone, Emily.
No. No. I can get the proof now that Jim isn't the killer. And I can prove that you were the one, Steve. The
gun's in my pocket. Aim right at your head, Emily. Hang up that phone.
No, Steve.
Hang it up.
No.
I'm following you all afternoon, sweetie, to see if you make a move like this. Well, it didn't do you any good. You just kept your nose out of this. Well, I got my car parked right outside of the curb, so come on.
No. What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do now you know about Muriel being with Fred? Won't this be a coincidence? You and Jim dying in the same night. Move, Emily, or I'll kill you right here.
Where are you taking me?
Somewhere along the river. This rain, it's so swollen, nobody will think twice about finding this car out in deep water with you in it.
Let me out, Steve.
I'll pull this trigger right now. I'm warning you, Emily.
Oh, that doesn't scare me. Not when you're going to kill me anyway. Stop this car and let me out.
Don't be a jerk. Don't you think I know you'll go straight to the cops?
I said stop this car.
Hey, let go of the wheel.
No.
What are you doing?
No.
Please get in. Emily, come back here. Don't leave me pinned under the steering wheel like this. Emily! Emily!
It's 25 to 9 up there. 25 minutes. Oh, the phone. The phone. I've got to get to a phone. Isn't anyone home? Please. Oh, God. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah?
Please, there's been an accident down that way. May I use your phone?
An accident, eh? Anybody hurt?
I don't know for certain. Please, I've just got to get to the phone.
It can't be too bad if you don't even
Please,
know.
I've got to make a phone call.
Well, I understand
Please.
That, but you could have seen for yourself if you looked up at the wire coming
what?
Into this house. Just electric. I ain't got no phone.
No phone?
That's what I said.
What am I going to do? I've only got 20 minutes.
Huh?
I've got to get to a telephone.
I see.
Please.
Well, can you make out that clump of trees up the road there?
Yes.
Well, just
Please.
The other side. There's a bend in the road,
yes.
And then a gas station. They got a booth right out near the pump.
Thank you.
You're getting all soaked. I'll lend you my umbrella.
Oh, please.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
A dime. I've got to have a dime.
What would you like? Change for a quarter?
No, I left my purse back in the car. Give me a dime. Please, will you give me a dime?
Just like that, huh?
Bonnie, he's my husband. He's going to die in 10 minutes. Unless I make a phone call. Oh,
take it
please.
Easy, will you, ma'am?
Please, just lend me a dime, then I'll pay you back later. Please.
Oh, sure, ma'am.
Please, hurry.
Coming right up, ma'am.
Hurry,
coming right
please.
Up.
Please.
Here you are. One dime.
Eight minutes. His number. What's the number? I can't remember. Oh, it's looking up. Rutland attorney. Oh, here it is. BUA 5098. Oh, now. B-U-A-5098. Oh, now. 5098. Oh, he said he'd be there. He said he'd wait.
Hello?
Oh, Mr. Rutland. This is Emily Russell. They've got to stop the execution.
Well, you know they can't stop it, Mrs. Russell, unless we've got definite proof that he's innocent.
Mr. Rutland, we will be able to prove it.
What?
We will be able to prove that Muriel wasn't with Steve that night.
Well, the facts, Mrs. Russell.
We will.
That's what they're waiting for. They'll grant a stay to investigate, but what can we give them to go on?
Muriel was with the Fred Baines that night. When I found out Steve tried to kill me, hurry, Mr. Rutland, hurry, please.
What's the number of the phone you're talking from?
Academy 23099.
All right, I'll call you right back just as soon as I've spoken to the governor.
Well, then I'll wait here. I've got to know if Jim is safe.
I understand. Hang up now, Mrs. Russell.
Yes, of course. 6 minutes. 6 minutes? He's got to be in time. What?
It's Rutland, Mrs. Russell. I'm sorry to say that I couldn't get through to the governor.
You couldn't?
Well,
no.
With this storm, the wires at the Capitol are down. There isn't one open line.
No, no,
but,
no.
But, Mrs.
No.
Russell, didn't you hear what I said? All the lines are down. I spoke to the power company, and the electric wires are down, too. Don't you see, Mrs. Russell, there's no power at all up there.
Then Jim wasn't executed?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, thank God.
Well, there's nothing more for you to worry about, Mrs. Russell. By the time the power is restored, the authorities will have the whole story, and they can start checking it out.
And they'll find that Jim is innocent. Just as I always knew he was.
Suspense. You've been listening to Night of the Storm, written for Suspense by Peter Fernandez. Featured in tonight's story of suspense was Rosemary Rice as Emily. Also in our cast were Alan Manson as Steve, Ralph Camargo as Rutland, Terry Keane as Muriel, James Stevens as Jim, and Lawson Zerbe as Parker. Musical supervision by Ethel Huber. Suspense is produced and directed by Bruno Zerato Jr.
From July 2nd, 1961, radio scriptwriter Peter Fernandez was also an actor, and he later would be heard as the voice on a popular children's 1960s television cartoon series, which was imported from Japan. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny Sheriff's office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ants, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside, in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but... But it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
It might be cold outside, but warmer weather is just around the corner. If you're considering a fishing boat or any other type of watercraft, right now is the perfect time to be doing your research on the right boat for you. Hi, I'm Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. Purchasing a boat can be a big decision, and there are a lot of things to consider. Talk with friends or experts on the type of boat you are looking for and get the pros and cons of different makes and models. Second, go to a boat show or dealer and start looking at the boats and all the different features and see which features you can live with or without. Next, take it out on the water and make sure the boat performs the way you want it to. Finally, look at the value of the boat to confirm you're getting a good deal, and then confirm the title transfers over to you with no issues. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to